Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Sweagles Hockey on ESPN 1400 and online at Hockey TV. Scott Nason with you on this Wednesday night as we are at Polar Stadium in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, as the border battle enters round six for this season as the Sioux Thunderbirds take on the Sweagles in NOJHL West Division play. Our broadcast engineer back in the ESPN 1400 studios tonight is Colden Harrison, and we are joined atop the gondola here at Polar Stadium by color commentator and cameraman Rob Horn. And Rob, last week we thought this game was going to be a road game for the Sioux Eagles as it was originally scheduled for the John Rhodes Community Center. However, the Thunderbirds requested this be a home game of their own being played at Polar Stadium tonight. This due to the new health and safety regulations implemented by the health jurisdictions in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, and other locations in Northern Ontario due to the rising COVID-19 cases and not able to play contact hockey. So we're here, Rob, for a Sioux Thunderbirds home game at Polar Stadium. I never thought I would say that in my life, but we are here and certainly happy to be here. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
I appreciate it. And absolutely, you can't get after going 18 months or 24 months, you know, we'll go call it 2 years, without a game and without being able to see your smile on the face, Scott.
I appreciate that.
We'll take every game we can get. I mean, what's nice about it is obviously if it goes well, things go well, it opens up the window to opportunity for us to get some more of these.
Yeah, it really does. The Sioux Eagles still have to make up several games that they missed due to the border closure in September and October. And with the Thunderbirds and probably some other teams not wanting to play non-contact hockey, I can't say that I blame them. You can play it here in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and we are certainly happy to be with you tonight on ESPN 1400 and on Hockey TV. The Sioux Thunderbirds played one game last weekend, and it was on Sunday. A three-goal night by Michael Chaffee helped the Sioux Thunderbirds to win a 7-2 decision over the Espanola Express in a neutral site affair in Elliott Lake. The Eagles also played one game over the weekend, Friday night in Elliott Lake. It was a pair of third period tallies, sending the Eagles to a 5-3 win over the Elliott Lake Wildcats as Gabe Rozek made 40 saves in that one to pick up the win. The Eagles were scheduled to play in Blind River on Saturday. That game was canceled. And Rob, the Sioux Thunderbirds lead the West Division with an 18-4-1-3 record and 40 points. 9 points ahead of the second-place Sioux Eagles, who have 31 points with a 15-5-1 record. And the Eagles still have 5 games in hand on the Thunderbirds. However, they will play the Thunderbirds again Friday night. So no games in hand over the next 3 days here at Polar Stadium. The Eagles have a golden opportunity in what I like to call, and Larry Pazabon, our former color commentator who is in Sioux, Ontario right now, would call a four-point game. So things could shake up a lot in the standings after the next 3 days.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the potential is there to pick up several points. I mean, let's just say we only get four. You're still looking at some pretty good numbers that you're pushing. You know, there's really no runaway teams yet, especially with the games in hand we have.
Blind River in third place in the West Division with 30 points. They have played 4 more games than the Sioux Eagles. Greater Sudbury, who has been on a COVID-19 pause the past week or so, are in fourth place with 26 points. Espanola in fifth with 18 points. Elliott Lake in sixth place in the West Division with 15 points. However, Elliott Lake has played 5 more games than Espanola. So with the Eagles taking on the Thunderbirds, 2 of the next 3 nights here at Polar Stadium, a good chance to make up some ground and still have those games in hand. However, Rob, the last time you and I were here, the Thunderbirds skated away with a 3-0 win over the Sioux Eagles, which was their first win over the Eagles in 5 regulation games. Not the best performance, really top to bottom, for the Sioux Eagles. They're going to have to play a lot better if they're going to play the Sioux Thunderbirds team, who is good and good on the road. They've only lost 1 game in regulation on the road this season. Even though this is a home game, really they're on the road tonight.
Absolutely they are. No, you're 100% correct, Scott. The last game that we watched them play, you and I, we were seeing things that, I mean, obviously there's no camera on us or people would have saw the faces we were making and the how do you do,
yes.
You know, all the gestures that we had going on. But, I mean, yeah, there were a lot of falling down, a lot of missed passes, a lot of passes into the feet. missed opportunities on shots and rebounds that were laying there. I think what did we counted a little bit there. It was 17 rebounds laying there just waiting for the taking, and nothing happened. So these are all things they've done really good with all season. They've really been able to put those pieces together. And let's just chalk that up as that's their one game for the season that they just didn't show up for.
This is the sixth meeting between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. The Eagles have a 3-1-1 record against the Thunderbirds this season. Leading scorers for the Thunderbirds, Andrew Gibson, who has 13 goals and 14 assists for 27 points. Tyson Doucette has tallied 14 goals and 10 assists on the season, while Brock Santamaria, their captain, has 9 goals and 14 assists. And for the Sioux Eagles, they are led in scoring by Chase Tallaire, who has netted 17 goals on the season with 9 assists for 26 points. Jack Mortson has 9 goals and 14 assists, while Mark LaFrance has 6 goals and 15 assists. And we haven't seen a whole lot of high-scoring games between these two teams, and really the teams in general, because of the great goaltending that both the Eagles and Thunderbirds have, Rob. Goaltending has been strong for both teams. Noah Metivier, who earned the shutout against the Eagles on December 4th, goals against average of 2.26 with a 10-2-1-2 record, a save percentage of .917. And for the Eagles, Ryan Gilmore leads the league in save percentage at .937. Gilmore has a 7-2-0 record and also leads the league in goals against average with 2.23. Gabe Rozek also playing well this season, 7-3-1. Goals against average of 3.13 and a save percentage of .915. So you look at those statistics, Rob, especially with the goaltenders, probably a pretty low-scoring, tight game, which is to be expected between these two clubs, because that's pretty much what it's been between them all season long.
Well, the Eagles are going to have to do exactly what they've done in the past when you start facing goaltenders that can put up numbers like that. You're going to have to be creative. They're going to have to look for those breakaways. They're going to have to look for those two on ones and 3-on-1 opportunities. And as we discussed after that last game, when you and I were shaking our head, they're going to have somebody in front of the net. There's always, you got these guys. You take a year off. There's new pads. There's new goaltenders. There was a pile of pucks in front of the net. We're seeing the same goaltender tonight. I expect we're going to see the same thing. They just got to capitalize on it.
We're going to take a break here in our pregame show. When Rob and I come back, we'll have some other news and notes from around the league, and we'll have the start of tonight's NLJHL West Division battle, the border battle at Polar Stadium between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. You are listening to Sioux Eagles Hockey on ESPN 1400. And welcome back to Sioux Eagles Hockey on ESPN 1400 and online at Hockey TV. We are just a few minutes away from the start of tonight's NLJHL West Division battle between the top of the division, Sioux Thunderbirds, against the Sioux Eagles here at Polar Stadium. Other games in the NLJHL tonight, just one on the docket as the Timmins Rock are at Powassan. A very good matchup in the East Division. Timmins, the best team in the league so far and in first place with a 22-4-1-1 record and 46 points, while Powassan right on their heels with a 19-6-4-1 record and 43 points. Powassan has played two more games than Timmins, so we'll keep an eye on that score here tonight. Three games in the NOJHL tomorrow night. Elliott Lake will be at Greater Sudbury as the Cubs look to return from their COVID-19 hiatus. Hearst is at Cochrane, and Timmins will visit French River. Lots of hockey here at Polar Stadium over the weekend. The Sioux Eagles will be back in action Friday night, taking on the Sioux Thunderbirds. We'll have that game on ESPN 1400 and Hockey TV Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7:15. And then on Saturday night, the Sioux Eagles will take on Greater Sudbury, the first visit of the season for the Cubs. And we'll have that game Saturday night on ESPN 1400 and Hockey TV, starting with the pregame show on Saturday at 6:45. And Rob, an interesting stat that I came across here in the NLJHL notebook. You talk about how important it is to score the first goal in any hockey game. Well, certainly very important for these two teams. The Eagles are 12-0 when scoring first in a game this season, while the Thunderbirds are 17-1-0-1. I believe that one shootout loss was to the Eagles, if I'm not mistaken. No, it couldn't have been to the Eagles because they're undefeated. So it goes without saying it's important to score the first goal tonight because nine times out of ten, if not more, that team's going to end up winning.
I'm going to go with Larry on this one. Score lots, shoot many.
Yes, he does say that.
Yeah. If you don't shoot, you don't score, and you shoot lots and you score lots. So I'm gonna stick with that. Scoring first is always a very good momentum getter. There's no question. But it's also, like I say, with these two teams, I think we're going to see a lot of shots hit that board tonight.
The other thing very key to this game is special teams, and the special teams have been good for both the Thunderbirds and the Eagles. The Thunderbirds currently have a power play percentage of 25%, while the Eagles are at 22%, so both good numbers. Penalty kills is where the Thunderbirds really excel. They have a league-leading, easy for me to say, 87% in killing off power plays this season, while the Eagles are at 77%. So you look at those statistics, Rob, certainly the Eagles don't want to get into penalty trouble. No team does. Special teams always a big key to any hockey game, as well as scoring first.
You know, it's kind of odd because you and I have both more than once said, wow, they play better with four.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to be in that situation, but there's times where they really pick the pace up playing with four. I mean, we've seen some shorthanded goals and some great shorthanded opportunities. So you don't want to be in that situation, but at the same time, sometimes that's kind of what it takes to get the ball rolling.
Small crowd here at Puller Stadium, as you might expect with this game being rescheduled very late, but there are some hearty fans in attendance. We're going to go to public address announcer. Is it Bob St. Peter tonight, or do we have the other gentleman tonight? Well, I guess we'll find out here in a minute.
We've got Ken down there. I can see Ken from up here. I don't see Bob.
Ken Akins on the public address announcing.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Ken Akins for our starting lineups, and then we'll take our final break here in pregame. We'll have the start of tonight's NLJHL West Division contest between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. As both teams hitting the ice, the Eagles in their home white jerseys with the yellow numbers and black trim, and the Sioux Thunderbirds in their orange jerseys. I guess that would be their home jerseys because the Eagles are the road team, and I don't know if we're even going to have these starting. Well, we are going to have the starting lineups here in a moment, so let's go to our public address announcer, Ken Akins, for those starting lineups. As soon as he turns his mic on. This is where you really need Bob St. Peter. They're waiting for the starting lineups here momentarily. Here we go.
Welcome to Puller Stadium, where tonight the Sioux Eagles take on the Sioux Thunderbirds. And just for your own information, this is a Thunderbirds home game tonight. Starting lineup for the Sioux Eagles in goal, number 31, Ryan Gilmore. On defense, number 27, Trevor Davis. On defense, number 17, Coleman McDonough. At forward, number 13, Mark LaFrance. At forward, number 16, Jack Mortensen. And at forward, number 7, Chase Tallaire. Starting lineup for the Thunderbirds in goal, number 30, Noah Metivier. On defense, number 7, Mason Cicciardone. On offense, number 85, Creole Solomon. At forward, number 8, Samuel Lake. At forward, number 10, Yusef Cicciarocci. And at forward, number 15, Daron Taff.
All right, there you have it, our starting lineups. We're going to take our final break here in pregame. When we come back, we'll have the start of tonight's game here at Puller Stadium between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. You are listening to Sioux Eagles Hockey on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason along with Rob Horn with you at Puller Stadium as we are underway between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. The Eagles going left to right as seen on your radio dial. Gabe Rozek in net for the Sioux Eagles and Noah Metivier in net for the Sioux Thunderbirds. The Eagles going left to right as seen on your radio dial and on Hockey TV as Davis has a shot at the point. Blocker saved there by Metivier. Now Bacciolo chips it down low. Over along the far board, Chachawi with the puck for the Thunderbirds in their home orange jerseys with the blue trim. The Eagles in their road white jerseys with the yellow numerals and black trim. As Bachala will shoot it in, the Eagles go for a line change. We played 50 seconds of this first period, no score. Thunderbirds had the puck behind their own net. Solomon on the near boards. Now that one broken up momentarily by the Eagles. Now Doucette has it at his own blue line to Ouellette. Now Ouellette will fire the puck in to the Eagle zone, picked up by the Thunderbirds. Back at the point, Bellinger. He puts a wrister on, deflected. Rozek has to make the blocker save. Puck along the near boards. Eagles trying to clear it out of the zone. They do to center ice. Trottier has it in his own zone. He'll get it to Ouellette. Now at the center circle, gloved down by Castillo. Now the Thunderbirds pick it up. Doucette over on the right wing side. Now he'll skate in the slot, put a wrister on, and Rozek will make the save, and he'll hold with 18:28 to play in this first period. Shots two apiece. We have no score. Those that are watching on Hockey TV or listening on ESPN 1400, if you want to say hello to anyone in the world, you can do that via by going to the Sioux Eagles Facebook page. Just post a message on there, and we'll read it out. If you want to say where you're watching, who you're watching, and why you're watching, we're certainly happy that you are watching and listening tonight. Now puck over in the far corner on the in the Sioux Eagles zone. Santa Maria with the puck. Now back to the point. That's Dundas. Gets around a couple Eagles. Now along the end boards. Dundas behind his own net. Now Holy. Chips along the near side boards. Burley over there for the Thunderbirds. Now the Eagles pick it up at center ice. Taken away by Santa Maria. Santa Maria back to his own blue line. Chaffee. Now Chaffee gets it back. That one chipped up to center to Foster on the right wing side across the blue line for the Thunderbirds. Foster gets around Holy, puts it in front. That one broken up by the Eagles, and they skate it to center ice. Now Santa Maria, no, they keep it in. Looked like they were going to skate it to center ice, but Santa Maria made a nice play. Now Santa Maria gets knocked down, no call. As the Thunderbirds with the early pressure so far in this one. Chitteroni for the Thunderbirds. We'll shoot along the end boards in the Eagles zone. Rozek stops it behind his own net. Now here come the Eagles. McDonough, the newest Sioux Eagle, over to Slag. Now Slag had a chance momentarily. He gets the puck back. Now Slag had his pass intercepted by the Thunderbirds, and they skate it to center ice. Oldham at center ice. Now Chitteroni, and we're going to have an offside and a whistle with 16:59 to play in this first period. Thunderbirds with the edge in play so far in this one, Rob.
It's been really, really quick play. Actually, the Thunderbirds are putting some good pressure on them. They're here to play tonight. There's no question. I wouldn't say we're spending more time in either end yet, which is good. But you can definitely see that the Thunderbirds are here to play tonight.
Face-off outside the Eagles' blue line. Tulare will take the draw for the Eagles. Cap for the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds win the face-off. Solomon at his own blue line. Up to Cap. Now along the right wing side. Cap tries to get to that puck. Bachala wins the race. Chachi had it for a moment. Now Tulare on the near boards. He'll clear it down the ice, and that will be icing. We'll have a faceoff back in the Eagle zone. 16:38 to play in this first period. Still no score. We'll be back here Friday night for Sioux Eagles hockey. It will be a home game for the Eagles, and they will take on the Sioux Thunderbirds. And after that one, just three more games remain against the Sioux Thunderbirds. So we won't see a lot of the Thunderbirds for the majority of the season after this weekend. Now a shot from the blue line by Solomon. That deflects off the high glass behind the net. Now in the slot, Rozek makes a stick save. LaFrance, in the near corner. Thunderbirds have it. Cap. Now intercepted by the Eagles. Here's Bachala. He'll shoot it into the Thunderbirds zone. Picked up by Solomon behind his own net. Now Solomon up to Lake on the left wing side. Lake clears the zone. Now Mortson picks it up for the Eagles. He'll fire it off the far boards behind the net. And then chased down by Chitteroni. Now the Thunderbirds with the puck. Nice move by Chitteroni at the center circle across the blue line. Chitteroni in the slot, a shot, just missing the net. Rebound picked up by the Eagles. Now here's Ferguson. He can't catch up to that puck as that one will go into the Thunderbird zone. We'll have another icing call with 15:47 to play in this first period. We still have no score.
They're not hitting the net a lot, but the Sioux Thunderbirds are definitely shooting a lot.
Yep.
I think they're shooting more. They've already shot more right now than I think they did the whole first period the last game.
Yeah, we talked how important it is to score the first goal for both these teams. Eagles 12-0 when scoring the first goal. Thunderbirds have only lost once when scoring the first goal outside the shootout loss. Now puck back in the Thunderbird zone behind their own net. That one goes in front momentarily, but picked up by the Thunderbirds, and they'll clear it to center ice. Chased down by Fox in his own zone. Now Fox behind the Eagles net. He'll fire it off the near boards. Castillo will clear it to center. Now Rotorodi in front of his own net. He'll go to the far corner. Nice hit there by Brisky. And the Thunderbirds pick up the puck. Ouellette at his own blue line. Gives it off to Doucette. Now Doucette across the blue line. Stick handling. Goes over to the far corner. Hit by Holy. Now puck in front. And Rozek makes the save and no hold. We'll have Sioux High Blue Devil boys and girls basketball tomorrow night from the Sioux High Gymnasium as part of a varsity doubleheader as the Blue Devils will take on St. Ignace. Dave Watson and Ray Bell have the call of both games starting with the tip-off show at 5:30 on 1230 WSOO. Now face off to the left of Rozek, won by the Eagles. Fittis has it in the near corner, now back behind his own net. That's McDonough, Coleman McDonough, the newest Sioux Eagle wearing number 17. Now Solomon, number 17 for the Thunderbirds in his own zone up to Santa Maria. Nice little nifty backhand pass, good passing by the Thunderbirds. Here's Foster, across the blue line at the wrister, trying to beat Rozek on the stick side and didn't miss by much. Now Foster has it again. Along the near boards in the Eagles end, Chaffee off the boards, over to Dundas. Dundas puts it in front, that one broken up by the Eagles. But they can't clear it. Now they do, and here's Swiatek. Swiatek to the net. A move, a shot. It hits the side of the net. Good chance for the Eagles. Their first real good scoring opportunity. Here's Santa Maria. Pass just out of the reach of Chaffee. Chased down by Gagarin behind his own net for the Eagles. Now the Eagles come up with the puck. Here's Gagarin across the blue line. Had it poke checked away nicely by Solomon. Two Eagles on the Thunderbirds player, but the Thunderbirds maintain possession. Shots 4-3 in favor of, I believe, is or the Eagles would be the guests on the score clock, would they not, Rob?
We'll
have to keep an eye on that.
So? Yeah, we're going to have to take, definitely.
I guess we'll know when there's
gonna,
a goal scored.
Yeah, we're going to need to, when the first goal scored, that's when we're going to find out,
I think. It seems very odd. We had the anthems, and the American anthem was played first. Now here's the Thunderbirds with it. Novello with the shot. Rozek makes the save as that one will go out of play. And so they are the guests on the scoreboard, Rob, because that shot by the Thunderbirds is their fifth. So shots 5-3 in favor of the Thunderbirds, 13-29 to play in this first period. Good pace to this game. We still have no score. Face off to the right of Rozek as Kapp will take the draw for the Thunderbirds. Tolaire for the Eagles. Eagles win the faceoff. Fox behind his own net over to Mortson. Now Mortson will backhand that off the boards, kept in by Solomon. Now the Thunderbirds had the puck for a moment. Now along the far boards in front of the Eagles bench, Fox will cycle it on the near side. Tolaire picks it up. Tolaire passes the stick of Mortson at the center circle. Now Mortson across the blue line. Mortson with a good move, a shot, misses the net. Rebound goes to Fox. Now Mortson gets it back in the near corner in the Thunderbird zone. Chitteroni picked it up. Now here's Solomon. Solomon trying to clear it wholly. It's a good hit on the Thunderbirds player. Haven't seen a lot of the nastiness that we're used to, Rob, with these two teams as of yet. You know that can always come at any time when you have a border battle like this.
Yeah, it can, but at the same time, I mean, the points are probably a little more important at this point in the game, so.
Thunderbirds 9 points ahead of the Sioux Eagles heading into tonight's play. The Eagles do have 5 games in hand. You have to win those games. You not necessarily can count those 2 points because you've played 5 less games. Puck in the Eagles zone. LaFrance has it. Nice pass up to Brisky. Brisky now across the blue line. Lost the puck. Gets it back. Now Brisky over to Ferguson. His shot gloved easily by Metivier, and he'll hold with 12:11 to play in this first period. Still no score. Sioux Greyhounds will finish up December on the road as they travel to Windsor on Thursday night and Kitchener on Friday night. Start time for both those games, 7:30 p.m., and we will have both of them on Rock 101 with Jerry Liscombe Jr. Starting with the pregame show around 7:05. Now face off to the left of Metivier. Castillo gets the puck for the Eagles. Now we're to Briski in the far corner. Tried to get it back to his defense, but he couldn't. Now here's Ferguson, puts it in front. That one broken up by the Thunderbirds. Castillo puts it through the slot, and the Thunderbirds will clear it to center. Ferguson over to McDonough. Now at center ice, Castillo. He'll chip it into the Thunderbird zone. Briski with the puck along the near boards for the Eagles. Now back to Davis. He puts a shot on. Metivier makes the pad save, and we're going to have a whistle as the net goes off the moorings. So that'll keep the face off in the Thunderbird zone. Coming up in the second period, we will play our favorite game, Guess the Attendance, as we are getting a few more fans here tonight. Not quite what we saw a couple Saturdays ago when we had a few more fans here. Rob, is it my turn to guess? I believe so.
Yeah, it is.
It's 2-1 in the series. You won the last one. We'll play that game in the second period. I know fans are on the edge of their seat to hear the guess. Now the Eagles with the puck. At the blue line, Gagerman's shot hits a player in front, and the Thunderbirds clear it. They might have a break if they hurry, but Swiatek does a good job back-checking to break that up. Now here's Cullington. He backhands the puck into the Thunderbird zone. Trottier for the Thunderbirds in the near corner. Now the Thunderbirds get it out of harm's way to center ice. Rodorodi lays it back. Now off the far boards, Gagerman will chase that down in his own zone for the Eagles. Gagerman behind his own net, up to Cullington. They'll chip it to center, now picked up by the Thunderbirds. Dundas tried to find Santa Maria. Now here's Chaffee with it. Chaffee put it in the slot, but the Eagles will clear that one out of harm's way. Burley for the Thunderbirds in his own zone, over to Santa Maria. Now Santa Maria fumbled that puck a bit, but Burley gets it back. Now Burley over to Chaffee. Good forecheck by the Eagles on this shift. Thunderbirds still have it along their own end boards. Santa Maria's pass, bad one, broken up by Slag, but the Thunderbirds will clear it to center. Daka fires it into the Thunderbird zone. Thunderbirds shut out the Eagles in their last meeting, 3-0. First regulation win for the Thunderbirds over the Eagles this season. Puck over along the far boards. The Thunderbird zone, now they'll clear it to center. Santa Maria gets it to Foster. Now Foster moves in a shot. Rozek played that one nicely, and he'll hold with 9:55 to play in this first period. Shot 6-4 in favor of the Thunderbirds, but we still have no score. And we could get our media timeout here, Rob, but if we found out this season, sometimes you never know when that media timeout will come.
10-minute mark, 8-minute mark, 4-minute mark.
All right, so we have our media timeout with 9:55 to play in this first period. No score. Just one other game in the NOJHL tonight. That game is being played in Powassan. With 8 minutes left in the first period, Timmins and Powassan are scoreless. We'll have Detroit Pistons basketball right here on ESPN 1400 tomorrow night as the Pistons hope to break a 12-game losing streak in Indiana. Mark Champion and Rick Mahorn will be on the call starting with the pregame show at 6:40. Rob, you've been watching a lot of the Pistons this year?
I have not.
You're not missing much.
I've not caught a Pistons game, a Lions game.
You're not missing much there either.
No, and I hear that. I see it, you know, on social media and the scoreboard. You know, I'll turn the news on and I'll catch the scoreboard. So, it doesn't look like I'm missing, you know.
You've missed 5 wins combined between the two teams. They played a lot of games. So.
All right. How about soccer?
We could talk soccer the whole period if you want, because I watch a lot of that. So we're back to action here at Puller Stadium. And for our local fans, there are some wind advisories and warnings tonight as the weather expected to get a little rough. It will be warm and we will have rain. It won't be a snow event, but if you're out and about tonight and tomorrow morning, please exercise caution as those winds could gust over 50 miles per hour. We shall see. Now face off to the right of Rozek. Thunderbirds win the face off. Back to Chitteroni. He'll cycle it behind the net to Chitkawi. Now taken away by the Eagles. LaFrance at his own blue line. Nice pass over to Mortson. Now Mortson to Davis. Davis with the move and he missed the net. It was a good setup by the Eagles, but Davis just couldn't get a good shot on net. Now LaFrance from his knees puts it in front, taken away by Lake. He'll fire it off the near boards behind the net. Now the Thunderbirds with it. Cap. Cap will dump it into the Eagles zone, but he was a little bit outside the red line, so we'll have an icing call with 9:25 to play in this first period. Shot 6-5 Thunderbirds, and we remain scoreless.
That was great execution by the Eagles to get that puck down the ice, you know, find the open man. They opened up some space. I think if they can continue to do that, it's going to pay off for them.
Eagles now 3.5 periods without scoring on the Sioux Thunderbirds as they were shut out in their last contest here on December 4th. Now the Thunderbirds win the faceoff. They'll skate it to center ice. Pacciolo over to Briskey. Now Briskey back to Pacciolo in front of his own net. Plays it off the boards to Gagerman. Now Gagerman over to Pacciolo. Pacciolo up to Briskey at center ice. Now taken away by Doucette for the Thunderbirds. Briskey picks up the puck. Boy, Brisky's been all over the place tonight. He's looked good out there so far for the Eagles. Now the Thunderbirds pick up the puck. Chikawi will dump it into the Eagles zone. Thunderbirds go for a line change. Now Gagerman. Over to Pacciolo. Now Pacciolo finds Briskey. Lost the puck, though, as he skates it over to the far corner. Now the Thunderbirds pick it up. Chance in front, a tough angle there. You're not going to score many from behind the red line along the goal crease, and that was number 4, Nick Castillo, which I guess is a good try there, Rob, although you're not going to see that one go in much.
It takes it to talent. You got to find a shoulder, the side of the helmet, a little spot in the pad you can normally slip one by, but it's tough.
It's been done, but it hadn't been done much. Now the Eagles win the faceoff. Ferguson in the near corner. Nice jump by the ref to avoid the puck hitting him. That was one of the best jumps I've seen. Got some ups, that guy. Now it should be offside. And now we have all sorts of activity in front of the Eagles bench. Now Fox has it. Fox across the blue line. Fox with a shot that gets deflected. Metivier makes the easy save. Puck over in the near corner in the Thunderbird zone. They pick up the puck. Here's Ouellette. He lost the puck at center ice. Holy has it for the Eagles. Burley flexes it to Ouellette. Now Ouellette gets knocked down. Eagles come up with the puck behind their own net. 7:45 to play in this first period. Still no score. Puck in the Eagles zone behind their own net. Cullington takes it. Now Cullington up to Fittis. Fittis on the right wing side across the blue line. Tries to get around a couple defenders. That one defended nicely by Dundas. Now here's Dundas with it. Dundas, a little flip pass there to Oldham across the blue line. As that was McDonough breaking that one up for the Eagles. Puck at center ice. Now back in the Thunderbird zone. Cittaroni. Pass up to Belanger. Now Belanger puts it in the slot. That one hits an Eagles player. Goes over to the far corner. Thunderbirds with the puck. Back to Solomon. Now Solomon, a little backhand pass to Cinneroni. Moving in, a shot. Good pad save there by Rozek, his best of the night. Eagles now will fire it down the ice. That'll be another icing call with 6:53 to play in this first period. Shot 7 apiece. Still have no score, but the Eagles seem to be getting into this game a little bit more, Rob, as this period goes along. Now face off to the left of Rozek. Looks like we're going to have number 14 for the Eagles, Van Tiegum, to take the draw. Of course, Thunderbirds being the home team do get the last change. However, the Eagles do get some players out there late. First ever home game for the Sioux Thunderbirds at Polar Stadium. How crazy things have been over the past, we'll say 2 years. Now the Eagles almost had a break, but picked up by the Thunderbirds at center ice. Santa Maria, and that's going to be offside. And now here we go. Chaffee having some words with Swiatek, but cooler heads prevail. Seems to be a little more, I wouldn't say chippy, Rob, but a little more intense between these two teams tonight
urgency.
Than we saw. Yeah, urgency, I think, is a good word to describe it.
A little urgency for these 2 points, I believe.
Yeah, really a 4-point swing if you look at it that way. The winner will get 2 points, but the other team not getting 2 points. These are the 4-point games in the standings. Thunderbirds win in regulation. They're up 11.
Eagles win.
They're up 7.
Going to go on the power play here.
Oh, penalty on the Thunderbirds. I missed
interference,
that.
Interference.
Interference call, so the Eagles on the power play. Back to the point, Gagarin, a shot. Oh,
nice call.
What a save there by Metivier. He made that one look easy, and that was not an easy save.
Nice glove, real quick glove.
So the player in the penalty box for the Thunderbirds, number 11, Cooper Foster. We'll hear from Ken Akins on the call. I believe interference the call.
Cooper Foster, 2 minutes for interference.
So interference the call on Foster. Eagles on their first power play. Pachalo plays in the near corner to Tulare. Now the Thunderbirds come up with a puck. They'll fire it back to center ice. Pachalo chasing that puck in his own zone. Pachalo up to Gagerman. Now Tulare. Tulare will fire that off the near boards. Metivier will stop that puck, but Pachalo takes it. Pachalo with a shot that hits a player in front. Now Pachalo gets it back. Over to the point, Gagarin. Back to Pachalo. Now Pachalo still has it at the blue line. Over to LaFrance. Now LaFrance to Tulare. He tried the one-timer, but he couldn't connect, and that one will go down the ice as that shot by the Thunderbirds. Rozek leaves it behind his own net to Davis. Still 50 seconds left on the power play. McDonough across the blue line. Now McDonough behind the net. We're on the far boards. Eagles have it. That one deflects off a Thunderbirds player and will go down the ice.
Those are the passes you've got to control.
Yep.
These are the ones that matter the most right now.
Now Davis across the blue line over to Ferguson on the left wing side. Along the end boards, Thunderbirds with it. Kept in by McDonough. Now McDonough, nice job to keep that puck in. Over to Ferguson in the far corner. Still 10 seconds left on the Eagles power play. McDonough at the blue line. That one broken up by Cap. He might have a breakaway. Here's Cap for the Thunderbirds in a shot. Rozek makes the save. Rebound in the crease. Almost went in. Third chance. Puck still loose. My goodness sakes. That one was almost a disaster for the Sioux Eagles. Now we have some fisticuffs in front of the net. As Rozek made the initial save and the rebound was there, and the Sioux Eagles player tried to kind of play that into the goaltender, but a couple Thunderbirds almost put that one in the net, Rob. That was a dangerous play for the Eagles. We're going to have two penalties, Rob. These should offset.
Cross-check on us and roughing on the Thunderbirds, I believe.
So that'll be Cap in the box for the Thunderbirds and Davis for the Eagles. So both teams now playing five aside. Face off to the right of Rozek. Both goaltenders playing very well, as you might expect. These goaltenders have played well all season long. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. They put a shot that goes wide. Along the near boards, Roulette back to Burley. Now Burley's shot, that deflects and goes wide of the net. Over along the far boards, Thunderbirds with the puck, putting it in front. Nice job by Rozek. He stopped that puck. That would have been a good chance. Now the Thunderbirds still have it. That one broken up by Rozek again. Rozek's playing defense and goalie, apparently.
Thunderbirds.
Feedback there on Ken's mic. Might want to check that. The offsetting penalty, so we won't worry about that. Now here's Fittis for the Eagles. He'll play it along the near boards behind the net. Picked up by Doucette. Now Doucette off the boards. Thunderbirds with it. Might have a 3-on-2 if they hurry across the blue line. Here's Rotorodi. Over in the far corner, referee does another jump. I'll tell you what, these refs are pretty athletic here, Rob, if nothing else. Now here's Rotorodi at the Eagles' blue line as the Eagles will chip that one back into the Thunderbird zone. 3:35 to play in this first period, still no score. Now here's Chitteroni for the Thunderbirds. Over to Foster. Now Foster on the right wing side across the blue line. Foster waits, gets it to Solomon. Now Solomon moves in, and that puck will be taken by the Eagles. And they'll clear it out to center ice. Daka will fire that one down the ice, and we will have another icing. Lots of icings in this first period, Rob, especially for the Eagles. 3:17 to play in it, still no score. So both teams with good scoring chances here early, Rob, but I think the Eagles playing a lot better than that we saw a couple weeks ago when they played the Thunderbirds.
Definitely playing better. They just had a really good opportunity. They had a hold there. He had a stick up under his arm. I think he could have got loose. It would have gave him another opportunity for a nice shot.
Face-off controlled by the Thunderbirds. Solomon's shot goes wide. Now Santa Maria behind the Eagles' net. Nice move. Santa Maria still has it at the near circle. Santa Maria dumps it down low for Foster. Now the Eagles will try to chip it out. They can't. Chaffee keeps it in. Santa Maria in the near corner in the Eagles zone. Try to put it in front. That hits an Eagles player. Hits another Eagles player as Daka still can't clear it. Glove down by Foster. Foster over to Chaffee. Now Chaffee dumps it behind the net. Santa Maria will chase it to the far corner. Now Santa Maria loses the puck as the Eagles still trying to get it out of their zone. They do. They'll just flip it down the ice. Picked up by Fellinger. Over to Cittaroni. Now Fellinger in the far corner for the Thunderbirds, right behind his own net. Fellinger still has it behind his own net. He'll play it over to Trottier. Now at center ice, Oldham chips it in as Rosick's just going to hold that one. And well, the face-off in the Sioux Eagles zone with 2:12 to play in this scoreless first period.
So you're walking into the locker room, nothing potentially at the end of the period. Both coaches got to be happy. I mean, definitely Coach LaPrade after last, you know, the last game we played. You're walking in at an even playing field, but you've also got to come out the second period and be ready to play and you take advantage of everything that you possibly can.
Yeah, this is really living up to the billing. A low shot total, low scoring total, and great goaltending so far. And again, that first goal is so important in this game. We may not see it for a while the way this one's going. Puck picked up by the Thunderbirds. Trottier will clear the zone. Now here's Chaukawi, and he gets knocked down after the play, and the Sioux Eagles bench certainly likes that one, but it was offside, and we'll have a faceoff outside the blue line. 1:51 to play in this first period. Shots 9-8 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Cap will take the draw for the home team for the Thunderbirds. Ferguson for the Eagles. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Now Cap outside his blue line as the Thunderbirds have to touch up. Burley at his own blue line. Will play it off the boards. Picked up by Holy. Now Holy. Over to Foster. Intercepted by the Thunderbirds. A chance in front. Nice defensive play there by the Eagles player. That was Holy. Thunderbirds still have it. They put it through the slot. That one picked up by Brisky. And he'll skate it to center ice. Here's Lake with it. Now the Eagles have it in their own zone. Holy will shoot it into the Thunderbird zone. Another icing. Boy, the Eagles have iced the puck about 6 or 7 times. Coach Doug LaPrade doesn't like that call. It was just outside the red line, Rob, and he might have a little justification in his displeasure right there.
I'm thinking it was just, yeah, I don't think that was an icing. I think he was just fairly across, but once the whistle's blown,
yep.
The whistle's blown, so.
Face off to the left of Rosick. Eagles win the face off. Holy over to Castillo. Now a chance in front. Taken by the Eagles. They'll clear it to center ice. Here's Fox. Fox across the blue line. Now Doucette takes it away for the Thunderbirds. As we're under a minute to play in this first period. Rotorodi with the puck. He had it taken away by the Eagles. Now puck still in the Eagles zone. Oh, a big hit there by Fox. The Thunderbirds player a little slow getting up.
Took him out right at the waist, it looked like.
Yeah. 30 seconds left in this first period. Puck behind the Thunderbirds net. Rotorodi, nice move across the blue line with a shot. Blocked by Eagles player in front. Thunderbirds still with it, a shot. That one deflects and goes wide. 15 seconds left. Now here's Ferguson's pass. Fittis almost had it. 5 seconds left. And after one period of play, Eagles with the last second opportunity, which is no good. After one period of play, we are scoreless. We're going to take a 5-minute break there, Colden, please. And we'll be back with the second period here on ESPN 1400. And welcome back to Sioux Eagles Hockey on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you along with Rob Horn. We are at Polar Stadium in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan on this Wednesday night. A home game for the Sioux Thunderbirds, but no home cooking as of yet as we are scoreless between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds as we enter the second period. And Rob, you have some news from a former Sioux Eagles player, Bobby Price, and what he's done lately in his college hockey at Trine University. Tell our listeners what's going on with him.
So, I try to follow as much as I can some of these kids, and I bring some of the things to our social media. And over the weekend, he was able. They played Aurora, kind of a bounce back victory. They upset, I guess. They won 6-3. Shane Brancato, a goaltender that played here, was in net, 25 saves that night. But Bobby Price picked up a hat trick, and that's his second of the season. His second hat trick of the season. So he's the second. That was his first hat trick, but he is the second student in the history of the program to accomplish this. And he's putting up some real numbers down there. It's quite incredible.
That is awesome to hear indeed. And certainly we always like to keep in touch with the goings-on of the former Sioux Eagles. And to start the second period, the Eagles will be shorthanded. We do have number 24 in the box for the Sioux Eagles, Brian Fittis. So the Thunderbirds will go on their first power play. The Eagles had one power play in that first period and obviously did not score on it as the puck goes off the Thunderbirds player on the bench. So we'll have a face-off outside the blue line of the Sioux Thunderbirds. And we do understand we might have some audio issues for our online hockey TV broadcast. We do apologize for those. We are trying to fix those. The radio and everything else seems fine, so not quite sure what that is. We'll do our best to hopefully improve the audio quality of our online broadcast. Now the Eagles shorthand it into the Thunderbird zone, picked up by Chaffee. Thunderbirds on their first power play to start the second period. Now the Thunderbirds with it. On the near side, Santa Maria across the blue line. Santa Maria's pass kept in nicely by Cittaroni. Now puck taken by Bacciolo. He'll fire that one down the ice for the Sioux Eagles. Letivier plays it up to Santa Maria. Still minute 10 left on the Thunderbirds power play. The Eagles pick it up at their own blue line. Clear it to center ice. Foster lost the puck. Now picked up by Chaffee. Thunderbirds have it across the blue line. Doucette. Now Doucette makes the move to the net. Will go behind the net. Rill on the far corner. That's Foster. He'll play it back to the point. Cittaroni. Cittaroni over to Santa Maria. Fumbled a bit. Now Santa Maria back to Cittaroni. Cittaroni over to Foster. Foster puts it in front. Good chance there for Doucette, but he couldn't get a whole lot of stick on that one as Eagles player gets hit behind the play. Nice hit by Cooper Foster. Thunderbird still on the power play for another 35 seconds. Cap with it. Cap, retreat in his own zone. Cap, up to the blue line to Tchaikovsky. Now on the near side board, Solomon across the blue line. Thunderbirds still have time on the power play shot and a save by Rosick behind the net. Cap, he puts it in front. Solomon with the chance. Now Solomon, top of the near circle, back to the point. A wrister, save Rosick, big rebound. Swatted out by Fox. Thunderbird still with it, but the penalty the Eagles has expired. Now Dundas' shot hits a player in front. Another chance that hits Holy in front. And Dundas will keep it in at the blue line. Nice job by the Thunderbirds, but the Eagles will clear the zone. Shots now 12-8 in favor of the Thunderbirds. As Fittis has it at center ice for the Eagles, he lost the puck. Now here come the Thunderbirds. A chance. Belanger shot. Big rebound again, a shot. That one just missed. He'll go all the way back to center ice as LaFrance will get it for the Eagles across the blue line. Doesn't have a whole lot of help as Eagles go for a line change. Mortson over in the far corner. Picked up by Dundas for the Thunderbirds. He'll cycle along the near boards. Now McDonough lost the puck. Here's Rotorodi. Oh, and offside as Tchaikovsky was going to the bench. That one could have been a bad situation for the Eagles. It would have been a two-on-one, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I say, we just discussed that whole spending too much time in your own zone thing, and I'm kind of boy, we spend a pile of time in our own zone.
Now, Thunderbirds off to a good start in the second period. Shots 13-8 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Faceoff outside the Eagles' blue line. As that's McDonough. He'll fire that off the glass in his own zone. Gets it back. Now McDonough goes behind the net. Cycles it along the far boards. Chipped to center by the Eagles. Thunderbirds have had more scoring opportunities than the Eagles in this one. Both goaltenders playing very well. Now Navallo. Over along the far boards in his own zone. Picked up by LaFrance for the Eagles. Now he'll skate it across the blue line back to center ice. Lost the puck. LaFrance has it. Backhands it to center ice for the Eagles. Now here's Mortson chasing the puck in the Thunderbirds zone. Mortson looking for some help. Mortson over to Tolaire, but that one broken up by Trottier. Now puck in front of the Thunderbirds net. Over to Gagerman at the point. A shot, a deflected shot, and Metivier has to sprawl on all fours to make the save, and he'll hold with 16:24 to play in this second period. Still no score.
So they had three guys on that far side right there, and if you'd have had one man in front of the net, just like I say, just that consistency of the one guy, he would have definitely been able to put that one in the back of the net because he didn't know where it was.
Face off to the left of Metivier. Ferguson to take the draw for the Eagles. Thunderbirds win the face off. That's Burley. Plays it off the boards. Now the Thunderbirds skate it to center. Doucette with a shot deflected by Rozek, deflected on Rozek, and Rozek makes the save. Boy, lots of deflections tonight, Rob, but goaltenders, they've been well positioned all night, really not to, well, they haven't given up any goals as of yet.
Up to the challenge tonight anyways.
Face off to the right of Rozek. Thunderbirds win the face off. That one will squirt to center ice. Now Ferguson takes it. We're going to have a glove pass. Didn't look like much of one there, but the referee blows that one down. We'll have a face-off outside the Thunderbirds' blue line. Coming up here in a few minutes, we will do our favorite game called Guess the Attendance. And not a bad crowd by any stretch here at Puller Stadium. A few days ago, we didn't even think we'd have any hockey here at Puller Stadium. We got a game tonight. We got quite a few fans. So I'll be posting a guess here in a little bit, and Rob will guess higher or lower. It's a Thunderbirds gate, being that it's their home game. Now the Thunderbirds across the blue line. Here's Doucette. Tried to make the move around Gagerman. He's going to get a penalty, Doucette, as Gagerman stood his ground and got hooked. And so the Sioux Eagles will go on their second power play with 15:39 to play in this second period. We remain scoreless. Coach's Corner returns Saturday morning at 11:05 on 1230 WSOO live from Applebee's. On the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, Dave Watson will host the show, and we'll have the scores that matter at 11:05. I'll be joining Dave for some local sports talk as well. We'll certainly talk about the Sioux Eagles and the NOJHL, all on Coach's Corner Saturday mornings on 1230 WSOO. So the Eagles on their second power play as that puck goes off the back of the net. Mortson with it. Mortson over to Doc Bacciallo. Now Mortson gets it back, tries to find Tolaire. He does. Now Tolaire, top of the near circle, into the slot, just off the stick of Bacciallo. Tolaire gets it back over to LaFrance. Now LaFrance to Mortson. Mortson back to LaFrance. Now LaFrance lost the puck. And Cittaroni will take it, and the Thunderbirds will clear it down the ice. Minute 20 remaining on the Eagles' power play. Gagerman has it behind his own net. Now Gagerman. Pass over to Tolaire on the right wing side. He skates it across the blue line. Eagles look to set up the power play. Mortson over in the far corner. Back to the point. That's Davis. Over to McDonough. Now McDonough puts it through the slot. Rebound goes to Mortson. Mortson with the shot. That one just misses the far side. Kept in by McDonough. Now Tolaire has it. Tolaire over to Mortson in the far corner. Mortson back to McDonough. McDonough with the shot. Oh, he hit the post. Beautiful setup by the Eagles, but it hit the post. Still 40 seconds left on the power play. Now McDonough with it. McDonough over to LaFrance. LaFrance deflected. Metivier makes the save, and the Thunderbirds will clear. McDonough with it at center ice for the Eagles. Eagles get a couple fresh bodies out there, but the Thunderbirds will fire that one down the ice. 20 seconds remaining on the Eagles' power play. Now here's Swiatek. as Metivier got to the puck behind the net, preventing a scoring opportunity. Now the Eagles with it again. Cullington moves it over to McDonough. Now McDonough with a shot, deflects in front. Puck was loose for a moment, picked up by Davis. As the power play will expire, Eagles still have the puck. That one deflects to center ice as McDonough's been out there a long time. We'll chase that one down. A big cross check there by Santa Maria, no call, no right call. In front of the Thunderbirds bench. That was pretty obvious to these eyes.
Those are the little ones that when they get let go, they cause bigger
yes,
problems
they do.
Towards the
You're
end
exactly
of the game.
Right. Now Doucette across the blue line for the Thunderbirds. Doucette behind the net, tries a wraparound, falls down, keeps the puck, and the Eagles pick up the puck and they'll skate it to center ice. Good end-to-end action going on right now. Fittis lost the puck in the Thunderbird zone for the Eagles. Now the Thunderbirds pick it up. Doucette will clear that one to center, and the Thunderbirds with it. Ouellette, one-on-one. Good job by Holy to knock Ouellette off the puck. That could have been too many men right there, and I think that's exactly what it's going to be, Rob, as Rodi was going to the bench on a line change, and that puck hit him.
Hit him, skid his skate.
And good job by the officials to catch that one. I caught it, and they caught it as well. So the Eagles back on the power play, and that was a pretty good-looking power play there, Rob. They didn't score, but I really like what I've seen out of number 17, Coleman McDonough, the first time that we've seen him here at Polar Stadium, the newest addition to the Eagles. He's played a lot of solid minutes, and he's looked pretty darn good.
He's looked real good. You know, I guess we're going to revert back to the Larry. It's almost the end of December, and that's when the gears are supposed to start coming together.
Yep.
Everything's supposed to mesh towards the end of December.
Yep.
So let's hope for that. That's the direction we're heading.
Well, the direction is good right now as Eagles are on the power play. That penalty will be a bench minor, too many men on the ice, served by Oldham. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. They'll shoot it down into the Eagles zone. Rozek stops it behind his own net. Gagerman picks it up for the Eagles. Now Gagerman skates it across his own blue line. Pass to Ferguson. Ferguson fumbled the puck. The Eagles get it back. Gagerman gets over to Castillo. Now rink-wide pass. That one bounced over the stick of Ferguson, and the Thunderbirds will shoot it down the ice. Rozek plays it over to Gagerman. Now Gagerman for the Eagles. Minute 30 left on the Eagles' third power play as the Thunderbirds get it right back and shoot it down the ice. Shots 14-12 in favor of the Thunderbirds. Now Gagerman has it again for the Eagles. He'll skate it across his own blue line. Now Gagerman across the Thunderbirds' blue line. Moves over to Ferguson. Now Ferguson back to the point, Gagerman. Gagerman will backhand pass to Ferguson. A shot. That one deflects wide. Rebound. Oh, and a save there by, now we have all sorts of activity in front of the Thunderbirds net. Good job there by Metivier. He saw the long rebound and played the shooter well on that one, Rob.
He's played just about every game we've seen him play, even the ones that I've watched when they've been on the road, and I've watched a couple other teams that he's played, he's done very well. I mean, I think that the strength of the team right now is definitely in the net.
Yes, for both teams.
Yes.
1 minute left on the Eagles power play. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Eagles get it right back. LaFrance tried to get it back to his defenseman, but the Thunderbirds get the puck and shoot it down the ice. Holy with the puck for the Eagles behind his own net. That's the third power play opportunity for the Eagles. Thunderbirds with just one so far. Now Holy fires it off the far boards into the near corner. LaFrance gets roughed up. Nice hit there by Cap. Now Holy at the blue line keeps it in. Holy lost the puck as the Thunderbirds. No, Holy keeps it in again. And finally, the Thunderbirds clear it. Cap kind of running out of gas. He won't get to the puck as Daka gets it. Now Tolaire with it. Tolaire for the Eagles behind his own net. 15 seconds remaining on the Eagles power play. Tolaire on the right wing side across the blue line. Tolaire, nice move. Puts it behind the net. Picked up by Solomon for the Thunderbirds. Now the T-Birds have it, and that's pretty much going to do it for the Eagles power play as the Thunderbirds skate it to center. Chikawi with the puck for the Thunderbirds. Player out of the penalty box for the Thunderbirds. Couldn't catch up to the puck. Now here's LaFrance, speaking of being out of gas. LaFrance laboring down the ice. No icing call. Thunderbirds with it in their own zone. Solomon gets it over to Burley. Now Burley flips it to Oldham. Oldham across the blue line. We'll chip it to the far corner. Gagerman gets it for the Eagles. Now he'll play it on the near boards for Swiatek. Swiatek across the blue line for the Eagles. He gets hit along the boards. Now a big hit by Swiatek. Certainly a more physical game than we saw couple weeks ago when these two teams played.
By both teams. I mean,
by
yeah.
both teams, yes.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, which is also, I think, kind of setting the pace of what we got going on here with no score.
Yep, now Gagerman will flip that one up into the air. Cullington gets it for the Eagles at center ice. Now back in the Eagles zone. Thunderbirds with it. That's going to be offside as the Thunderbirds touch back up. We're halfway through the second period, still no score. Now Gagerman's pass just out of the reach of Fittis, and that'll be an icing call. We should have an immediate timeout with 9:43 to play in this second period. We remain scoreless here at Polar Stadium. So, Rob, I think with the media timeout would be a good time to play our Guess the Attendance game. And we will get that media timeout. So the series right now is 2-1. We've only had three league home, but now we're not going to have the media timeout. Never understand what they call that. Faceoff won by the Thunderbirds as a shot from the blue line by Belanger. And now we're going to have a media timeout as we should have before that. So, as I was saying, Rob, this is the point of the broadcast where we try to guess the attendance. I won the first two guesses, and you won the last one, so it's 2-1 in favor of me. And looking around, certainly not a very big crowd here tonight at Polar Stadium. So I'm going to put up the guess of 140. 140. That's about the lowest guess I've ever had on Guess the Attendance. 140, sir. So you have a few minutes to ponder your guess as far as higher or lower. There are a few more people on this side of the rink, which you can't see on the camera. What do you think, Rob?
I'm going to go higher.
I was going to say, I might have shot a little low on that one, but that's okay. So Rob says low, or Rob says higher, excuse me, unless you want to change it.
I'm going to stick with higher.
I think you're going to win this one.
I'm going to stick with higher.
Larry used to count midway through the first period, which was hard to do for him.
Now, this is a road game for the Thunderbirds, so does this count for 2 points?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. No, it does not, especially with the guess I just put up. Face off to the right of Rozek. 9:39 to play in this second period. Still no score. Face off won by the Thunderbirds. Chitteroni, his shot goes wide. Stick to side by Rozek. Now McDonough plays it on the near sideboards. Eagles clear to center. Here's a chance. Daka with it. Daka's got Talera laid as his shot gets deflected by Chitteroni and goes into the netting. So we'll have a faceoff remaining in the Thunderbird zone with 9:24 to play in this second period.
There again, like I say, you had Talera right there coming in late. That's exactly, I think that's going to be, that's how our first goal is going to get scored, I believe.
I think so. Faceoff won by the Eagles. On the near boards, now on the end boards. Foster has it in front of his own net for the Thunderbirds. Foster over to Chaffee. Now Chaffee at the center circle over to Santa Maria. Thunderbirds with possession in the Eagles zone. Now they'll clear it to center ice, the Eagles. Solomon at his own blue line being pressured by Slott. Picked up by Van Tegum behind the Thunderbirds net. So he gets held up by Solomon. Now Van Tegum picks up the puck. Four players behind the net. Finally, Solomon wins that battle for the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds with it. They'll clear it to center. Here's Foster across the blue line. Foster dumps over to Chaffee. Chaffee puts a shot wide. Picked up by Dock, and we're going to have a penalty, I believe, on the Eagles, Rob. And so the Thunderbirds will go to their second power play of the night with 8:32 remaining in this second period. Going to be a kneeing call. That one's going to go against number 20 for the Eagles, Hayden Dock. I didn't see that one.
I don't know as if anybody did.
Well, our referee did, apparently. And
I seen the big slash as they were skating away.
So the Thunderbirds with a very good power play on the season, just a little above 25%. They didn't capitalize on their first opportunity. They'll get one here. Face off to the right of Rozek. Kapp will take the draw for the Thunderbirds. Brisky for the Eagles. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Back to the point. Dundas. Now Dundas. Back to Ouellette. Thunderbirds with it. Rotorodi at the point. Skates in a shot. Blocked again by Holy. And we're going to have a whistle. And looks like there is some activity behind the play, Rob. I was watching the puck.
Oh, he He kind of gooned him there. The Thunderbirds player really gooned him. He flopped him right over backwards. Puck wasn't even in the play.
Cole Jarrett and the coaching staff putting their arms up in the air. Certainly a bad penalty to take as Kelsey Ouellette will go to the box for the Thunderbirds. So we'll play 4-on-4 hockey for a minute 48.
Oh, he got a high stick is what he called, I believe. I just seen the motion down there as he skated away. So
yeah, I caught the end of that as I saw the whistle, or I heard the whistle and saw some extracurricular activities going on. And so the Eagles will benefit from that exchange, and that'll end the Thunderbirds' second power play at 12 seconds. Face-off in the Thunderbird zone, won by the T-Birds. 4-on-4 hockey here for another minute 40. Now the Eagles take it away. Mortson, he's got Tulare open. Mortson over in the far corner. Now Mortson still has it. Over to Tulare. He tried to get it back to his defenseman, but picked up by the Thunderbirds. Now Foster over to Santa Maria. Santa Maria moves in. A lot of room. Santa Maria with a shot. Oh, he missed the far side of the net. As that one takes a good bounce for the Eagles back to center ice. Here's Mortson on the left wing side across the blue line. Mortson had it poke checked away by Solomon. Now Mortson over to Tulare. Tulare over to Bacciallo. Bacciallo's shot hits another player in front. Now Bacciallo with the puck for the Eagles in front of their own bench. Bacciallo dumps it down to Mortson. Now Mortson, nice move far corner. Mortson, good stick handling over to Tulare. Back to Bacciallo. Bacciallo to Gagerman at the point. Gagerman back to Bacciallo. That one bounces off over his stick. Now in the far corner, Mortson, just out of his reach. Puck behind the net. Two Eagles back there. Now two Thunderbirds. Puck still hung up along the boards. Now Santa Maria joins the party. As the puck still tied up. Now six players back there. Finally, Santa Maria wins that battle. And he skates it to center ice. Santa Maria on the right wing side. He's got a player open if he can find him. Now Santa Maria gets knocked down. The Eagles pick it up. Gagerman. Gagerman's pass just behind Tulare at center ice. Tulare does a good job to break up an opportunity for the Thunderbirds as that'll go to Rozek, who will play that one behind his own net. 6:35 to play in this second period. Still no score. As Eagles penalty set to expire, they'll have a very brief 12-second power play. Thunderbirds with it in their own zone. Eagles keep it in, though. Gagerman fighting for that puck. Gagerman over in the far corner. He gets knocked down, and that'll end the Eagles' power play as now we play five aside. Back to center ice, Rotorodi. His pass just out of the reach of Ouellette. Now behind the net, the Thunderbirds with it, taken away by the Eagles. Eagles will clear that one to center. Burley for the Thunderbirds at center ice to Doucette. Broken up by the Eagles. Now Dundas with it for the Thunderbirds in his own zone. Dundas plays it over to Burley. Now Burley at center ice. That one broken up by the Eagles. LaFrance. Now LaFrance lost it. LaFrance gets it back. LaFrance over in the far corner. Puts it in front as Metivier had to make a quick save there. And the Thunderbirds skated to center ice. Now picked up by Cullington for the Eagles. Across the blue line. He gets leveled. Oh my goodness, what a hit there. As Cullington ran into LaFrance, who got knocked down. So that's two for the price of one for the Thunderbirds on that hit. That was a legal one, too. That was a great hit.
That wasn't.
Now Fittis gets
that wasn't.
Level. And yeah, that was not a good. Now here we go. Fox tied up. And oh, there's some punches thrown now as Fox drops the gloves with Rotorodi. And Fox gets the best of Rotorodi on that fight. Rotorodi, never really had a chance to get set in that fight. And now he tries to get a couple late shots in. So we talked about it, Rob. The nastiness of this series has yet really to develop. Well, it has tonight. As Finnis got knocked down, he's okay. He gets up. And certainly we're going to have a few penalties here. We should have a power play for the Eagles unless they deem that Fox was the instigator of that fight. We'll have to wait and see, Rob. But now this is what the border battle is all about. We've seen it over the years, and we just saw it on that exchange.
Oh, absolutely. No, I think you're definitely going to see the Eagles should go to the power play. There's no question because that was, and I think you're going to see probably a five at least.
Rotorodi very slow getting up. He really didn't have a chance to get into that fight as Fox had good positioning on him. Got a few shots. I wouldn't say he got a haymaker in, but certainly Rotorodi goes to the box. A little worse for wear on that one, but he's okay. one. So Rotorody in the box for the Thunderbirds, Fox for the Eagles, and we'll see what our referees determine here. Would assume we'll have a pair of five-minute fighting majors.
I think you're going to definitely see that. No question. I think there's going to be some head contact in that hit that was right below us here. We never even saw him coming.
We had a good look at that one. That certainly was not a legal hit. One a few seconds before was, so.
Yeah, I mean, it was smaller kid getting hit by a taller kid always looks horrible.
So Rotorody and Fox having a conversation. I don't think they're talking about cross-border shopping or currency rates or COVID cases. I think they're probably talking about other things, Rob. So no penalties yet on the board as the referee explaining it to our scorekeeper, Ken Akins.
I'm thinking they might both be done for the night. No, he's done for the night, probably.
Yep.
Oh, both of them. Nope.
Well, they may have deemed that hit on Fittis. Maybe that's a five-minute major. Okay, so 2 minutes on the board for the Sioux Eagles. And Rotorody, his night might be done. He'll get dibs on the hot water in the showers. Well, Rotorody not happy about it. He throws his stick.
Now, do you remember the last time we saw a player throw his stick leaving the ice unhappy?
Not necessarily.
I will bring the video for you.
Oh.
It caught the stairs, and he tripped
all the way down. I do remember
that. Head first. It was a highlight. It was better than the Alpina, the kid in Alpina that hit the glass and clotheslined himself that made ESPN.
Yeah. Well, Fox's night is done as well. Just 2 minutes on the board for the Eagles, so they may... I don't know how that's possible, Rob, because you're saying there was no penalty on the hit on Fittis. If you look at the penalties that are posted right now, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, not no.
Coach Doug LaPrade having some conversations with our officials. I don't know about that one, boy. So we are trying to sort all this out as... One of the referees talking to Sioux Thunderbirds head coach Cole Jarrett, the other talking to Sioux Eagles head coach Doug LaPrade. But according to the score clock, we're going to have a two-minute power play for the Sioux Thunderbirds. And boy, that's very interesting.
I'm at a loss for words. I'm at a loss for words.
Again, we don't need any league emails and...
No. Yeah, we've got an eagle going to the box.
Yeah, so wow.
The door is closed on the other side. I'm not sure exactly how this plays out.
It's going to play out with a Sioux Thunderbirds power play, and so they'll...
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is they deem that hit not... an illegal one, but did the referee have his hand up
when
that happened?
Yeah, he did. He had his arm up when the hit was made, and except we've got that all on video. And from that point, I would have thought there would have been a head contact. But I mean,
the other thing I'm thinking, Rob, is that's a 5 minute penalty on Rotorody, and then Fox gets the 2 for instigating, 5 for fighting, because Rotorody didn't really get a whole lot of. Gloves up and shots in. So that's about the only thing I can think of. We'll figure it out here in a moment with Ken Akins on the call. But the Thunderbirds on the power play almost inexplicably. So we'll see what Ken Akins has to say about all this. Thunderbirds on the power play. Santa Maria dumps it down low to Chaffee. Over to Foster at the far boards. Foster back to the point. Chitteroni over to Santa Maria. Nice job there by Castillo to break that up. Puck loose. Chitteroni
nice
tried to keep it in. Good job by Fox. Boy, or Castillo rather. As both teams really sprawling out for shots and making a lot of good defensive efforts here tonight. This is a defensive game. And it's kind of what we thought it would be, Rob.
Oh, very, yeah. Low scoring. You know, a lot of play in both ends.
We sound pretty smart in pregame because it's all kind of gone the way we expected. Thunderbirds on the power play for another minute 15 at the point. Chitteroni over to Santa Maria. Back to Chitteroni. Chitteroni shot, just misses. Rebound. Puck loose, taken by the Thunderbirds. Doucette back to Santa Maria. Now Santa Maria. Little backhand pass, goes to the far point. Foster. Now Castillo breaks that up. Eagles can't clear it. A chance in front. Santa Maria shot. Oh, he missed the net. Goes over to the far boards. That's Chaffee. Now Chaffee behind the Eagles net for the Thunderbirds. Chaffee back to Santa Maria at the point.
Eagles penalty to number 11, Kobe Fox. 5 minutes for fighting. A game is done.
And a shot and a goal! On the rebound, the Sioux Thunderbirds take a 1-0 lead with 4:01 to play in this second period. So both players ejected. Had to interrupt Ken Akins there, see if we can get it again. Nope. So it sounds like it was Fox, 2 for fighting, 2 for instigating, 5 for fighting, and a game misconduct. Rotorodi gets 5 minutes, I believe, head contact and a game misconduct. And that cost the Eagles. They trail 1-0. Yep, head contact major for Rotorodi. So he's done, but the Thunderbirds strike first. They lead 1-0. We'll get the goal call from Ken Akins. And again, the team that scores first usually wins between these two teams. See if the Eagles have anything to say about that as that shot deflects and goes wide. Picked up by the Thunderbirds. Cap off the far boards to Lake. Lake avoids the hit by Bachalo. Picked up by Gagerman. 3:30 to play in the second period. Now another chance for the Thunderbirds in front. That was Chakawi. He almost made it 2-0. Now back to the point. Fellinger. Fellinger's shot blocked in front. The Eagles will clear. Now here's Mortson with it. Mortson at center ice. Will shoot it into the Thunderbird zone. Bad pass there by LaFrance, picked up by the Thunderbirds. Now Gagerman gets it back for the Eagles. Tolaire now. Tolaire, far circle, a shot. That one's saved by Metivier. Now the Thunderbirds with it at center ice. Pass doesn't connect. Chased down by McDonough for the Eagles. There's the goal call.
By number 11, Cooper Foster. Assisted by number 19, Tyson Doucette. Foster from Doucette at 4:01.
So Foster gets the goal for the Thunderbirds on the power play with an assist from Tyson Doucette as we have 2:43 to play in this second period, 1-0 in favor of the home team, the Sioux Thunderbirds. Face off to the right of Rozek. Eagles now almost 5 periods of play without scoring a goal against the Thunderbirds. Eagles win the face off, Mortson. Shoot that into the Thunderbird zone. Burley will chase it. Now Burley with it. Burley up to Novello. Now Novello for the Thunderbirds across the blue line. Nice hit there by McDonough for the Eagles, knocking him down. Thunderbirds with it. Belanger, he lost the puck. Thunderbirds with it. Oh, a good chance there, just out of the reach of Oldham. Back at the point, Dundas, he puts it in the slot. That one broken up by the Eagles. Now the Thunderbirds still with possession in the Eagle zone. That's Oldham. Plays it over to Novello. Now Novello dumps it down low for Oldham. They'll play it over to the far board, Solomon, and that one will trickle across the blue line back to center ice. Under 2 minutes to play in this second period, Thunderbirds with a 1-0 lead. Now Dundas. Dundas has the puck, hit again by McDonough. And the Eagles come up with it. Swiatek open, but the Eagles couldn't find him. Now the Thunderbirds, nice spin move there by Chaffee. Back to the point, Solomon shot, and Rozek will glove it down and make the save with 1:34 to play in this second period. Shots 22-16 Thunderbirds, Rob, and they lead 1-0.
Yeah, Rozek, I said, got him right up high. I'm kind of watching. He's sitting there pointing to it, but he looks good. It was a good stop.
Both netminders playing very well tonight. Really not much Rozek could have done on that goal. It was a nice setup by the Thunderbirds. Now the Eagles with the puck at their own blue line off the boards, trying to connect with Castillo. Nice job by Metivieta. Just fire that puck out of the zone. Now the Thunderbirds with it. Santa Maria across the blue line. Santa Maria over to Trottier. He tried a back pass to Chaffee. That didn't connect. Now Chaffee on the rebound. His shot saved by Rozek. Eagles a little bit on their heels right now. They might want to just get out of this period down 1-0. And that's going to be another icing call on the Sioux Eagles with 1:07 left in the second period. Detroit Red Wings will be back in action tomorrow night after their 2-1 win at home against the New York Islanders. The Wings will be at Carolina on Thursday night. And you can hear that game joined in progress after the Suhai basketball game on 1230 WSOO. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Chitteroni will dump it down low. Now Doucette over along the near boards for the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds were under a minute to play here in this period. Now here's Ferguson with it across the blue line. Ferguson with a shot, and again, a nice little nifty glove save by Metivier. Boy, he's seeing the puck very well tonight here, Rob.
It's a great glove.
Yeah, excellent glove. Like I say, the shot was positioned very well. Say just to, you know, right up close to the head, and he still was able to get that glove up there real quick.
50 seconds remain in this second period. Eagles still down 1-0. Without the services of number 11, Colby Fox, who was given a game misconduct with a fighting major. Thunderbirds without Alfred Rotorodi. He was given a game misconduct for head contact. And boy, how different would this game be if there was no extracurricular activity and the Eagles would have a 5-minute power play. Now the Thunderbirds with it behind the Eagles net. Cap taken off the puck by Bacciolo. Now over in the far corner, Thunderbirds lose the puck. Eagles come up with it. 20 seconds remain here in this period. LaFrance puts an easy shot on net for Metivier, and he handles that one well and makes the save. Faceoff will be to the left of Noah Metivier, who has a almost five-period shutout streak of his own here at Polar Stadium. He's only 20 seconds away from that. Eagles win the faceoff. Tolero, oh, he put it in front to Mortson, but it was a little behind him, and that puck was a little further ahead. It might be 1-1. Now a shot from the point. Metivier makes the save. Now here we go again. LaFrance and Lake, all sorts of activity in front. And now Lake, little headlock there by number 15, a Daron Kapp on LaFrance. And it's getting a little chippy out there, Rob. We haven't seen it much so far this season. We are seeing it here in the second period.
Oh, we're going to go in the – we're heading – it's throwing one of our guys in the box again.
Now LaFrance is going to get, I believe, a misconduct penalty. And Coach Doug LaPrada has an interesting expression on his face, just kind of a not-so-subtle smirk over there. He's not happy with what he's seeing. And so the Thunderbirds will have a power play for the – remaining 9 seconds of this period, and if they don't score, they'll get a power play to start the third period. And, well.
You love to see a good game, but you hate to see the outcome determined
by
calls that shouldn't be made.
I'm not one to much harp on the officials, but kind of a tough call on the Eagles. Eagles win the faceoff, trying to kill off the remaining 5 seconds. And Gagerman will clear it out of harm's way after two periods of play here at Polar Stadium. Our score, the Sioux Thunderbirds lead the Sioux Eagles by the score of 1-0. We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll recap the scoring and talk more about this game here at Polar Stadium. We'll be back here on ESPN 1400. And welcome back to Sioux Eagles Hockey on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason with you along with color commentator Rob Horn as we are just about to start the third period of play here at Polar Stadium. The Sioux Thunderbirds with a 1-0 lead over the Sioux Eagles. As it looks like we've had our technical difficulties figured out here, Rob, at least on the online portion of the show, and that's certainly good to hear as we're trying to get our recording software going. I don't know, is the wind happening already and we're getting a lot of problems here, Rob? Because we've certainly had some problems here on the recording end here. I don't know what's going on tonight. I guess the bugs are out.
My understanding was that they said 10 o'clock. We use the fire hall and things like that. We use the fire weather. And I check on that quite a bit, and they're calling for 10 o'clock. Right now, it only shows that it's about 8 miles an hour outside. So
okay.
So we're not quite seeing it yet.
That's good. We don't need to see it. We've had enough bad weather around here over the last few days. We certainly don't want to see any more.
Well, and I see, you know, 150, 200 people a day at work. And you know, like you and I, we don't want to see the snow. I mean, you and I gripe about the snow a little bit,
But it put it into perspective. We get up, we move a little snow out of the yard, and we look down south at some of the homes and the destruction that came through there. I'll take all the snow
yes.
that you can give us this winter.
Yeah, boy, thoughts and prayers with the folks in Kentucky and Arkansas and all around the fruited plain. I've been in one tornado in my life when I lived in Memphis, and thankfully it hit about a quarter mile from where I was, and I'll never forget the gas station that I was at earlier that day, just totally leveled. And so while we do have weather problems here in the Eastern Upper Peninsula of Michigan and Northern Ontario, certainly nothing compares to the tornadoes, the hurricanes that other parts of the country get.
Now you wake up in the morning, you put some snow in the neighbor's yard here, and down south, you wake up in the morning and go retrieve half your house from a county over.
My back still recovering from some of that wet snow we had this past weekend. My goodness. All right, back to hockey here at Polar Stadium. The Thunderbirds will be on the power play to start the third period. Eagles down one. They're going to need to figure out how to get this puck past netminder Noah Metivier, as he has been absolutely spectacular in net for the Sioux Thunderbirds in his last two appearances here. Thunderbirds on the power play for another minute 35, broken up by the Eagles and shot down the ice. Metivier will leave it for Chitteroni. Now Chitteroni with the puck. That one broken up by Cullington. He's got Slag going to the net. Cullington puts a shot. That one was blocked by Chitteroni. Now Slag shorthanded along the end boards for the Eagles. Now the Thunderbirds pick up the puck, and they skate it to center ice. Foster across the blue line. Foster now will set up the power play for the Birds. Back to Chitteroni. Foster, edge of the near circle, dumps it down low. Chaffee plays over to Santa Maria at the point. Now Santa Maria back to Chitteroni. Chitteroni along the end boards to Chaffee. Now puck goes through the slot over to Foster. Foster still has it. Oh, a big shot there by Doucette. That one didn't hit anything except the boards behind the net. Now Slag trying to clear the puck. Kept in by Chaffee. Now Chaffee behind the Eagles net. 30 seconds remaining on the power play. Puck along the near boards. Back to Chitteroni at the point. Now Chitteroni had that puck deflected by Fittis. Foster gets it for the Thunderbirds. 20 seconds remaining on the power play. Now Chitteroni at the Eagles' blue line. Chitteroni still has it over at the far point. Now he'll dump it down low for Chaffee. Along the near boards, Foster. He was doing a good job not allowing any shots here. 5 seconds remaining on the power play. Over to Foster along the near boards. Makes the move. Foster still has it. That's going to do it for the power play. Thunderbirds still have it, though. Puck loose in front. Finally picked up by the Eagles. Now they have a break. LaFrance at center ice, across the blue line. He's got Slag going to the net. Slag catch up, back to LaFrance, a shot. Oh, it just goes wide. Metivier makes another save. Now here's Slag with it. Slag over to Tolaire. Now Tolaire with a shot. Oh, another glove save by Metivier. Boy, he makes that look easy, Robin. They are not easy saves.
No, he's made him look really easy. He's done a fantastic job tonight. And the shot just before that, it just slid wide of the net. Puck luck. I guess we're going to need a little bit of puck luck tonight.
Throwing out the puck luck comment. We'll get our did you get our attendance figure?
I did.
All right, we'll talk about that on the next break. You're smiling, so I don't think it's good for me. Now puck along the near boards in the Thunderbird zone. Eagles trying to get it in front. Tolaire back behind the net. Now that one trickles to the near side late. As Daco almost kept that in, but it goes offside. Eagles will have to touch up. They do. Now the Thunderbirds with the puck. Good job by Tolaire to keep that in the zone. Now here's Castillo. Castillo with the shot right to the breadbasket of Metivier, and he'll hold with 17:23 to play in this third period. Still 1-0 Thunderbirds. So, Rob, I guessed 140 fans in attendance. You said higher. What is our official attendance tonight?
So we've got a situation.
Oh, we have a situation.
We have a situation. The attendance tonight was 119. However, we have two teams, youth teams, that were let in, not counted, both with about 18 players.
No, we're going official attendance, sir.
I was given the official attendance. That was what I was told. I was specifically told that there was two teams of about 18 youth teams that were let in. They no tickets purchased.
I say we call it a draw.
All right.
2-1-1. That sounds like a little too much controversy. I feel like we're talking about the 2020 election again and certain votes not being tallied, apparently. that was not to be, and so we'll just call it a draw, Rob.
Maybe it was like a Florida ballot where they just couldn't figure out what circle they filled up.
Those hanging chads. I didn't vote for Pat Buchanan, I swear.
But no, she told me there was a couple teams they let in tonight. I guess about 18 kids a team, and they didn't. Those weren't counted in the tally at the window because they were signed in.
All right. Well, we'll call it a draw. I think that's fair. Do you agree?
I agree.
All right. Sounds good. So 2-1-1. We'll play it again on Friday, and hopefully we'll have a more conclusive result. Now back to hockey action. Here's Novella has it for the Thunderbirds. He'll skate it into the Eagle zone. Eagles have it behind their own net. McDonough. Get it up to Ferguson. Now Ferguson to LaFrance, just out of his reach. Now here's the Eagles with a chance, a shot, and a goal! The Eagles tie it at one as number 18, Seth Ferguson, with the goal for the Sioux Eagles. And that's a big one there. The first goal in over five periods of play against the Sioux Thunderbirds here at Puller Stadium as we now have a 1-1 tie. I like your yes there, Rob. Holy, you know, this is Sioux Thunderbirds home.
It's five periods of play, Scott.
That's true. This is Sioux Thunderbirds home game, so we got to be careful here. We got to try to be as neutral as we can. That's certainly a big goal for the Eagles. They have tied it at one. And Marv Albert, yes!
Yeah, you got to love when good things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both teams are playing well. Both teams are doing a lot of the right things. And
Seems very evenly matched, no doubt about that. Shots 24-23 in favor of the Thunderbirds, but that goal by Ferguson, a big one.
Team Seth Ferguson, assisted by number 13, Mark LaFrance, and number 17, Colin McDonough.
So McDonough and LaFrance get the assists on the goal by Ferguson, and we're tied at one. 15-45 to play in this third period. Now the Eagles with the puck at center ice, looking for more. As that was number 14, Van Tegen, we got knocked down. Eagles pick up the puck. Swiatek. Now Swiatek puts a shot on net. Metivier makes a save. Over along the far boards. Now the Thunderbirds pick it up. Foster in his own zone. Or to Cittaroni. Kept in by Bacciolo. No, they say he didn't keep it in. It was certainly close, Rob. I thought he might have juggled it a little bit offside, and that is exactly what the call was. It was close.
It's gonna have to be very close. I think the puck may have been, but he was one leg on both sides of the line, and it looked like it hit his body, which was on the line. So
15-19 to play in this third period. We are tied at one goal apiece. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Ellinger with the puck in his own zone. Now over to Trottier, who will ice the puck, and will have a faceoff back in the Thunderbird zone. Detroit Lions football on Sunday as the 1-11-1 Detroit Lions look to continue to lose to lock up the first pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And we'll take on the very good Arizona Cardinals from Ford Field. We'll have that game on Oldies 93 with Dan Miller and Lomas Brown starting with the pregame show at noon on Sunday.
Maybe you can explain this one to me, Scott. You keep losing, you get these first round draft picks. And this has happened repetitively with the Lions. So how do they keep producing zero?
Because they are, in fact, the Detroit Lions. That's your answer. Now Talerwa. That's all I got, Rob. Now Talerwa. A little backhand pass from Mortensen, broken up by the Thunderbirds. Doc at the point. His shot. That goes wide. Eagles, you said it, Rob. They needed to score in the first 3 minutes. They basically did. And they're playing well. Now here's a puck in the slot. Talerwa with it. A shot. And Metivier makes the save. It was shot right at him. But certainly a good 4 or 5 minutes of play for the Eagles. They had that power play against them, a shorthanded situation. They got rid of that and then scored the goal, and they're playing as good as they played all night.
Well, I know how much you love a shootout. And with these two goaltenders, where do you go?
Yeah, good luck.
How deep in these lines are we going to go to find a winner?
Yep, we are a little ways away from that, but certainly a potential the way this game's gone. Now Ferguson wins the faceoff. He'll shoot it over to the far corner. LaFrance in the near corner picks up the puck for the Eagles. Now the Thunderbirds get it behind their own net. Foster. Well, the Eagles really buzzing now on the forecheck. As the Thunderbirds will clear the zone. Big hit there by Brisky. Now puck right below our broadcast position atop the gondola here at Puller Stadium. Eagles with the puck behind their own net. Dangerous play there by McDonough, but he does a good job to keep the puck. Now gets it over to Davis in his own zone. Back to McDonough. Now McDonough at center ice. He gets knocked down. McDonough picks up the puck and will backhand it into the Thunderbird zone. T-Birds with the puck. Here's a chance. Foster on the breakaway. Foster with the shot. Rosick save rebound. Just missed the far side of the net. And that one will trickle to center. And Thunderbirds with a very good chance there to make it 2-1. Now the Thunderbirds across the blue line. Eagles pick up the puck. They'll clear it down the ice. As Chitteroni. It's pass broken up by Cullington, who dumps it into the Thunderbird zone. Now Chitteroni over in the far corner. They'll leave it for Belanger. Now here's Belanger now across the blue line. He's got a player open. Oh, what a defensive play there by Gagarin. That's how you play a two-on-one. Now Finnis with it across the blue line. Here's Bacciolo. Bacciolo fanned on the shot, picked up by Solomon. Now Solomon clears it to center ice. Gagarin retreats, gets the puck in his own zone. Now Gagarin avoids the hit. Over to Bacciolo behind his own net for the Eagles. Bacciolo will flip that one. Glove down by Solomon. Now Solomon lost the puck. Eagles get it back. Gagarin off the boards behind his own net to Bacciolo. Now here's Fittis trying to find Swiatek, but that one will be whistled down for the icing call with 12:49 to play in this third period. We are tied at one. We got a dandy going on here at Polar Stadium tonight, Rob.
You know, Bacciolo had the puck down here in the corner, and we thought that he fanned in the puck. If you look into the corner, you can still see the gloss. It was quite a bit by the net. There's a wet spot. I think that puck stopped up on
it. It might have, yeah. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. They have it over in the far corner in the Eagles zone. Now behind the net, Doucette. Doucette being pressured by Bacciolo. Thunderbirds still with the puck. A little backhand pass to Ouellette. He gets knocked down by Bacciolo. Lett gets back up, tries to kick the puck out of harm's way. All sorts of hitting going on in this third period. Been a very physical game, one we haven't seen, at least here at Polar Stadium this season.
The physicality is great, but you can't get baited into a situation where you end up on the scoreboard
right
without scoring.
Now Swiatek, dangerous pass in front of his own net. Trache with the chance. That one blocked again by an Eagles player. Gloved down by Chaffee. His shot blocked again. Belanger, boy, the Eagles are blocking a lot of shots tonight. Now here's Fellinger with it. Fellinger with a shot and a glove
nice
saved
job
by Rosick, who will hold. With 11:54 to play in this third period, we remain tied at one goal apiece.
We've got a few goaltenders that are really sitting high in the standards right now. And when you get guys like this, you know, Rosick, he's down a little under Gilmore. You're going to have some competition here where these guys, they all want that top spot. Games like this definitely help.
Yeah, definitely help Mr. Rosick tonight, and certainly Gilmore. I mean, his stats speak for themselves. Eagles are blessed with two very good netminders this season. That goes a long way in any junior hockey season. Now Castillo with the puck for the Eagles. He'll fire it into the Thunderbird zone. And the T-Birds net, Chitteroni. Now Talaire will backhand the puck over to the far side boards. Lake will fire it back over to the far side. Kept in by Holy. Now Holy will find Mortson behind the net. Mortson with the puck. Now Mortson in the slot to Talaire. Bounces off of his stick and will go back to center ice. Now here's Chawakawi with it for the Thunderbirds. He gets knocked around by Castillo. Over in the far boards, Eagles pick up the puck. Doc has got Talaire open, but he couldn't connect with the pass. Solomon with it for the Thunderbirds. Over to Chitteroni at his own blue line. Chitteroni with a nice move, lost the puck as Eagles pick it up. Here's Mortson over to Davis. Davis over on the far boards for the Eagles. Tries to put it in front. That one blocked by Solomon. Puck along the end boards. Mortson over there. He has two players draped over him. And the Thunderbirds pick up the puck in front of their own net. Thunderbirds clear the zone. Lake with it. Lake across the blue line. Lake got tripped up a bit by McDonough. Now Lake gets knocked down again. That's McDonough with the puck. McDonough up to Talaire. Talaire tried to find LaFrance just out of his reach. Chakawi for the Thunderbirds. Left Eagles blue line. Chakawi has it again. He'll dump it back to Dundas at his own blue line. Now Dundas over to Burley. At center ice, Chaffee, nice move. On the right wing side, he'll dump it down low. McDonough, been out there for a while. Now Brisky with it. Pass, nice one to LaFrance at center ice. Now LaFrance, one on two, he'll put a shot wide. Picked up by Dundas for the Thunderbirds, and the Thunderbirds clear the zone. Under 10 minutes to play in this third period. We're tied at one. We have seen one game go to a shootout here at Polar Stadium back in late November, won by the Eagles in the shootout. Now Bachalo with the move. Bachalo will cycle it back to the point. Gagerman will keep it in. He'll dump it down behind the Thunderbirds' net. Ferguson, who has scored the Eagles' goal tonight, lost the puck as it goes behind the net. Now the Thunderbirds pick it up, and they'll clear it to center ice. Chased down by Bachalo. Shots 26-24 in favor of the Thunderbirds, but we're tied at one. Now Foster with it. In his own zone. Plays it off the boards to Ouellette. Now Ouellette will clear it to center. Puck goes over to the far boards. Trache has it. He'll skate it across the blue line for the Thunderbirds. Avoided the hit, but the Eagles pick up the puck. Slag will leave it for Fittis. Now Fittis with some speed. Lost the puck. Gets it over to Swiatek. Now Swiatek back to Daka. Now Daka will try to find Swiatek along the end boards. Picked up by Fittis over on the far side. Now Trache plays it behind the net for the Thunderbirds. Puck still in the T-Bird zone. Chikawi, front of his own net. He'll skate it across the blue line. Chikawi had a poke checked away by Slag, who goes to the bench for a line change. 8:30 to play in this third period. We're tied at one. Deals with a 3-1-1 lead in the season series. And we'll have an icing call on the Eagles, and we should have a media timeout with 8:23 to play in this third period. We are tied at one goal apiece. The game returns Monday night right here on ESPN 1400, 6 to 8 p.m. every Monday night. Yours truly hosts the show, along with co-host David McKay Jr. from Sioux, Ontario, Butch Davis from Metro Detroit, the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show. And our special guest Monday night will be the executive director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Mark Ewell. Now off the faceoff, the Thunderbirds control the puck in the Eagles zone. Puck along the near boards. Now Castile will try to clear for the Eagles. He does. Castile at the center circle for the Eagles. Across the blue line. Over to Mortson. Now Mortson with the shot. Another glove save there by Metivier. He's had about four or five of those tonight, Rob. And those are all good shots, but Metivier really seeing the puck well tonight.
I think if you're going to beat him, you're not going to beat him glove side. You're going to have to go high over below the blocker.
All right, we're going to get our media timeout right now with 8:02 to play in this third period. You can find podcasts of Sioux Eagles home broadcasts on the website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. We post all our audio broadcasts from Polar Stadium on that site, along with our ESPN 1400 show, The Game, Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO, Sioux High Blue Devil broadcast with Dave Watson, along with The Game Sports Show in Sioux, Ontario with Dave McKeg, and sport-specific shows like In the Pocket, talking about the NFL, Top Shelf on the NHL, Strike Zone for Major League Baseball, and One, talking about the NBA full-time, Rob, exploring the world of soccer. I know you're a big fan of that show. And our newest show, Full Court Press, talking about high school basketball in the Eastern Upper Peninsula, along with Butch on Sports from Metro Detroit. Again, that website, thegamesportshow.podbean.com. You can also find The Game Sports Show on podcast sites such as Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Podtrail, and all podcast platforms. Just type in The Game Sports Show, and you'll find it all there, free of charge. Lots of sports content available on that site. Now off the media timeout, the Thunderbirds clear it into the Eagles zone as Rozek will play that off the boards. Now a chance in front. Lake was right on Rozek, and here we go. McDonough and Lake having some words, but cooler heads will prevail. And this is the point of the game, Rob, where you really got to keep your composure. A lot on the line tonight, obviously, with Eagles chasing the Sioux Thunderbirds. You don't want to take a bad penalty. The Eagles have done that a couple times here. You don't want to see it here at the end of the game.
You can't give it up at the end of the game. Yep. They've got to play 5-on-5.
Eagles clear the puck to center ice off the faceoff. Solomon plays it off the boards to Lake, rather Cap. Now chased down by Mortson in his own zone over in the far corner. McDonough with the puck. Gets it up to Castillo. Now Lake with it. Lake puts a shot. Nice stick save there by Rozek, cutting off the angle. Mortson with it for the Eagles. Nice pass to Tolaire with some speed. Tolaire across the blue line. He's got Castile. Tolaire puts a shot. Missed the net. He almost thought he might be better served to pass that one. Don't know if he actually saw Castile. Now Tolaire has it again. Tolaire Leaves it for Mortensen. Now taken away by Ouellette for the Thunderbirds. And that one will be taken by Chitteroni at his own blue line. Now Chitteroni will shoot that one off the near boards. Rozek stops it behind his net for the Eagles. Now the Eagles with it. Gagerman off the boards to LaFrance. Up to Brisky. Brisky on the right wing side. Gives it to LaFrance. A shot. Oh, a save there by Metivier. Good chance for the Eagles. Now the Thunderbirds clear the zone. LaFrance gets it right back. Now LaFrance waiting for some help. Lost the puck. And the Thunderbirds pick it up in their own zone. Good job there by Bacciolo to keep that puck in the Thunderbird zone. Now Ferguson will shoot it in. Burley picks it up for the Thunderbirds. 6:20 to play in this third period. Now Ouellette on a breakaway. Ouellette with it and a shot and a save there. Almost a penalty on the call. Good job by Bacciolo. Looked like it was going to be a breakaway, but Bacciolo got back late and really prevented what could have been a bad situation. Now another chance for the Thunderbirds. Back to Burley. Now the Thunderbirds buzzing a bit in the last minute. Burley's shot goes behind the net over to LaFrance. Now LaFrance will clear that one back to center ice. Puck in the Eagles zone, 5:40 to play in this third period. Thunderbirds with some pressure, they put it in front, goes over the stick of a player. Now Fellinger shot blocked. Here's Fittis with it. Fittis on the right wing side. Fittis with it, a shot. Oh, a save there by Metivier. Back to the point. Goes to Dock on the near side point. He'll play it along the boards. Goes over to the far side, and we're going to have a whistle as the net is off the moorings with 5:20 to play in this third period. Not a lot of fans here, Rob, but they are getting their money's worth. We're tied at one goal apiece. Good action here tonight. Really, both teams, I think, have played very well. I mean, the Eagles' second period, maybe not their best, but, boy, they've really come on in this third period, and you're going to have a winner and a loser tonight, Rob, but I think both teams got to be pretty happy with how they've played here. These are just very evenly matched teams and certainly ones that are – there's a reason they're at the top of the standings. Now the Thunderbirds win the faceoff. They have the puck in their own zone. Chitteroni had it taken away. Davis gets it. Now here's Castillo. Cross the blue line. He'll dump it down behind, or try to dump it down behind the net. That one stopped along the near boards. Now the Thunderbirds with it in their own zone. Flip to center ice. McDonough, dangerous play there. As McDonough lost the puck. Thunderbirds have it in the Eagle zone. Now Cap along the far boards. Thunderbirds pick it up. Chikawi puts it in front. Chitteroni had a chance, but that one poke checked away by the Eagles. Now here's Mortensen on the right wing side. Across the blue line for the Eagles. Mortensen over to Tolera's shot. A save there by Metivier. Boy, a good chance there. But Metivier made a nice save. Now Lake for the Thunderbirds. Across the Eagles' blue line. Rozek will shoot that one over into the far corner. 4:25 to play in this third period. If it remains tied after three periods, we'll play three-on-three hockey for 5 minutes as we have a whistle as it hit a player on the Eagles bench. So we'll have a face-off with 4:20 to play here in this third period.
Fantastic setup by the Eagles. Excellent chance by Chase. But you got to, I mean, the goaltender again. I mean, I think we're going to talk about this again, you know, all night long.
Yeah, and all season long.
Yeah, and probably again next game.
We don't give game stars, but they do in the scorer's booth, and I would be very surprised if both goaltenders don't get one and number one and number two stars. It's probably going to be the goaltender that wins gets number one, and the one that doesn't gets number two. Certainly deserved. Now Burley with it for the Thunderbirds. His shot gloved down by Rozek, and he'll hold. With 4:07 to play in this third period, we're tied at one. Shots on goal, 34-26 in favor of the Sioux Thunderbirds. And we're just past the top of the hour. You're listening to Sioux Eagles Hockey on a WKNW Sioux St. Marie ESPN 1400. My name is Scott Nason. Our color commentator is Rob Horn. Our broadcast engineer back in the ESPN 1400 studios is Colden Harrison. We are at Polar Stadium on this Wednesday night. 4 minutes left in this third period. We are tied at one between the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. This is a home game for the Thunderbirds. And the hometown fans, whatever nationality they are getting their money's worth. Now Foster tried a nice setup and another block by the Eagles. Now here's Ferguson. He's got LaFrance. Ferguson in a shot. Oh, and another defensive play there without a stick, mind you. That was a great play there by number 17, Zane Burley. he had no stick on a 2-on-1, and you can't. We saw the Eagles player do it earlier in this third period. You can't play a 2-on-1 better than that, especially when you don't have your stick.
He played it very well.
Wow.
Unfortunately, like I say, we had a lot of net on this side. I think a simple pass would have resulted in a goal.
3:35 to play in this third period. It's been a great game. Now a shot by Lake. That one goes wide. Rather Holy. Now puck back to center ice. Holy has the puck in his own zone. Off the boards to Cullington. Now here's Swiatek with it. Over in the far corner in the Thunderbird zone. Swiatek loses the puck behind the net. Picked up by the Thunderbirds. That's Trottier. Now Trottier up to Oldham. Picked up by Daka in his own zone. Now Daka. Over to Holy in the far corner. Back to center ice. Broken up by Trottier. Now here's Fittis. Oh, he almost had a break to the net. Now Trottier gets it back. Hits his own player, though. And Thunderbirds now take it to center ice. Doucette. 1-on-5. Broken up by the Eagles. Castillo up to Fittis off the boards on the right wing side. Now Fittis waiting for some help. We'll get it to Swiatek over in the near corner. Lake has it for the Thunderbirds in front of his own net. 2:35 to play in this third period. Lake across the blue line over to Cap. Now Cap shot. That goes wide. Wartson off the bench will skate it across the blue line. Nice pass to Tolaire. Here's Tolaire in the slot. A shot. Oh, he just missed the far side of the net. And that will go into the netting, and that should keep the faceoff in. I think Metivier might have gotten a little piece of that, Rob. Otherwise, it's 2-1.
Very small piece.
Yeah.
That was, like I say, you know, again, great shot. Tolera's timing was absolutely perfect when he came onto the ice. And that's what it's going to take. If we're going to get it done in the next 2 minutes, that's exactly what it's going
to
take.
Now, if this is any indication of what Friday night's game might be, you want to come to Puller Stadium and check it out. We'll have the game on ESPN 1400 and Hockey TV Friday night starting at 7:15 between these same two teams. Eagles will be the official home team in that one. Now Cap for the Thunderbirds. Cross the Eagles' blue line. He runs into McDonough. Puck in the near corner. Chikawi for the Thunderbirds. Puck still in the Eagles' zone. Now Mortson with it. He'll backhand it to center ice. Under 2 minutes to play in this third period. Now Chikawi, nice move. And, oh, there's a big penalty there. Coach Doug LaPrade is furious, Rob, but I don't like the call, Rob, and I think you got to call that one. Certainly, maybe a marginal call by some, but I think that one was the right call. Certainly not the right call for the Eagles. The Thunderbirds have a chance to potentially win this game on the power play. 1:51 to play in the third period. We're still tied at 1. I think Coach Doug LaPrade will be writing any love letters to our officials or sending them any Christmas cards this holiday season.
Probably not. I'm just going to agree.
I don't think Rob Horn's going to be sending them any Christmas cards. All right, so here we go. Thunderbirds on the power play for the remainder of this third period if they don't score, and then they'll have a brief 9-second power play in overtime. Eagles do a good job. No, they don't fire it out. As nice job there by Chitteroni to jump up and keep that puck in the zone. Thunderbirds with it. They put it in front. Rozek had to make the save there. That one was dangerously trickling close to going in the net, but Rozek makes the save. 1:40 to play in this third period. Face off to the left of Rozek. Santa Maria will take the draw for the Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Chaffee. Oh, here's a chance for the Eagles. Swiatek on a breakaway. In shot and a save by Metivier. Oh, my goodness. The Eagles almost had a shorthanded goal as Swiatek got the breakaway. But Metivier did a good job to stay right with him, Rob, and makes the save. Boy, good chance for the Eagles.
With the real estate he had left at the end of that, there's not much more he could have done. And I honestly thought that might have slipped through his pads. And I think he did, too, the way he stopped. Because he stopped and didn't quite look.
So 1:30 left in this third period. Face off in the Thunderbird zone. So McDonough gets the kneeing call. Thunderbirds on the power play for the remainder of this third period. Now the Eagles clear it to center ice. Chitteroni in his own zone plays it out the far boards to Santa Maria. Now Santa Maria across the blue line for the Eagles. He'll dump it down behind the net. Picked up by Chaffee. Now Chaffee over to Foster. Along the near boards, Foster. Back to the point, Chitteroni. Chitteroni waits, over to Foster, moves in. Foster's shot, misses the far side of the net, bounces, kept in by Santa Maria. Santa Maria back to Chitteroni, under a minute to play in this third period. Foster to Doucette, his shot goes wide, and the Eagles will clear that one all the way down the ice. Metivier way out of his net to play that one, over to Chitteroni. Chitteroni skates it across his own blue line. 40 seconds remaining in this third period. Chitteroni backhands the puck into the Eagles zone. Davis will fire it off the near boards and over the stick of Foster. And the Eagles might have a chance if Swiatek can catch up to the puck. Now here's Fittis, shorthanded, trying to find Swiatek in front, but broken up by the Thunderbirds. Now Santa Maria with it. Santa Maria held up a bit, and that's going to be offside. Oh, they're
gonna be
calling
a
another penalty.
No, on the Thunderbirds.
Oh, they're calling it on the Thunderbirds.
Oh, yeah, he had a stick almost from the red line to the blue line.
So that'll even it up, and if this goes to overtime, the Eagles will have about a minute and a half power play. So 2 minutes, the holding call on the captain, Brock Santa Maria. And so let's see here, Rob, if this goes to overtime, we would play 4-on-4 hockey, I believe, and then the Eagles would get a 4-on-3 power play. So, well, intrigue here at Polar Stadium. Face off to the left of Metivier. Tulare will take the big draw for the Eagles as we play 4-on-4 hockey here for the remainder of regulation. Thunderbirds win the faceoff. Solomon has the puck. He'll skate it across the blue line. Now off the boards, Bachalo over to Mortson. Now Tulare with it. 5 seconds left. And here's a chance for the Thunderbirds. They got to shoot the puck. They will not. And we are going to overtime here at Polar Stadium. Our score, the Sioux Eagles 1, the Sioux Thunderbirds 1. Shots on goal, 36-28 in favor of the Sioux Thunderbirds. We will start the overtime period playing 4-on-4 hockey for 9 seconds. And then the Eagles will get about a minute and a half power play. We'll keep it here as we have a two-minute break on the clock. They'll give us a chance to look at our out-of-town scoreboard. We do have a final in Powassan. The Voodoos knock off the Timmins Rock by the score of 4-1. So Powassan now just 1 point behind Timmins as they are running the clock and they're running the penalties as well. So this should be fun to see how they get those penalties back up, Rob. But thoughts on the third period in this game in general, Rob? Certainly the Eagles did exactly what we said they needed to. They needed to come out in that third period. They needed to find a way to get the puck past Metivier. They kill off that early power play. They get a goal 3-4 minutes in, and we're tied at one going to overtime again here at Polar Stadium.
The 4-on-4, both teams play very well 4-on-4. There's absolutely no question. I think our boys play really well with four guys, even 4-on-5. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen after that penalty expires and we end up a man up and we end up doing a play in 4-on-3. I think that's when you're going to see it happen. That's just going to be the dynamic. I believe, though, you're going to end up with a 4-on-4, so you're going to end up with a 5-on-4 situation, I think, until the whistle blows. So you almost want to get a stoppage of play to get down to that 4-on-3 because they do such a fantastic job with 4, and I think with 3 you're going to be able to bury the puck pretty easily.
Recapping the scoring in this game, no goals in the first period. The Thunderbirds get on the board at the 15:59 mark of the second period on the power play. Cooper Foster, his 7th goal of the season, with assists from Tyson Doucette, and they did add an assist on that goal to Brock Santa Maria. It was 1-0 Thunderbirds after 2 periods of play, and then you said it, Rob, in the second intermission. The Eagles need to score a goal in the first 3 minutes of the third period. They almost did. The 3:33 mark of the third period, Seth Ferguson, his 9th goal of the season, with assists from Mark LaFrance and Coleman McDonough. And that's where we sit right now, tied at 1 goal apiece. Shots on goal, as I mentioned, 36-28 in this contest in favor of the Sioux Thunderbirds. In that third period, the Thunderbirds outshoot the Eagles 13-10. But none of that matters right now, Rob. It's 5 minutes of overtime. We will play 4-on-4 hockey once they get the penalties back up. Eagles have 9 seconds remaining on their penalty, and then they'll get a minute and a half power play as there's a minute 42 left on the Thunderbirds power play. Or penalty, I should say. So here we go. Eagles and Thunderbirds, border battle round 6. And yet another game going to overtime. They've had several this season go to overtime. We've seen one here at Polar Stadium where the Eagles won in a shootout, and now they're doing three-on-three.
Three-on-three, so we can jump to the four.
That makes sense, yeah. So three-on-three hockey, that's my bad math, folks.
I was thinking to go the other way.
Yeah, I was too. So here we go. Eagles now will be on the power play for a minute 33. They have the puck at center ice. Mortson waits for the player to come out of the box. That's McDonough. Almost lost the puck. That would have been bad for the Sioux Eagles, obviously. Now Cap for the Thunderbird shorthanded. Plays it back into his own zone to Solomon. Thunderbird just want to kill some time here. They'll fire it down the ice. Gagerman with it for the Eagles. Minute 10 left on the Eagles power play. Gagerman up to Tolaire. Now Tolaire back to Gagerman. Gagerman flips it back to the point. That's Bacciallo. Now Bacciallo moves in. Bacciallo at the far circle. Over to Tolaire. Moves to the net. Now Tolaire back to Bacciallo. Bacciallo over to Gagerman. Gagerman will retreat back to the blue line. Now Gagerman over to Bacciallo. Bacciallo over to Mortson with the shot and a goal! The Sioux Eagles win in overtime over the Sioux Thunderbirds by the score of 2-1. A power play goal, as that was Jack Mortson. Almost thought he waited a little too long, but he knew better than that as he proofs it over the glove hand of Noah Metivier. And the Sioux Eagles now with the win over the Sioux Thunderbirds, 7 points behind the Thunderbirds in the standings with 5 games in hand. Rabah, final thoughts on the game before we let you go. A big win for the Sioux Eagles. They solved the puzzle that was Noah Metivier, and they win in overtime.
Great finish to the game. And the funny part about it is when you give these, there's a couple of these kids, when you give them a couple of seconds to think and you give them that much space, they're not going to miss. I've watched, like I said, I've seen a pile of practices. I've seen these kids work. You know, they say we've got 4 great goaltenders going here, and it doesn't matter. You can put 2 of our goaltenders in net, and if you give them the space and you give them a couple of seconds, they're going to put the puck in the net. They can do a real good job of it when you give them that. They gave them too much time, and that was it.
Well, Rob, we don't have much time to recover. We'll be back Friday night for the same 2 teams, the Sioux Eagles and the Sioux Thunderbirds. Thanks for joining us on the broadcast, and we will talk to you Friday night, sir.
Yeah, have a good day.
All right, I will have a good day and night, and certainly a good night for the Sioux Eagles. They knock off the Sioux Thunderbirds by the score of 2-1 in overtime. We'll take a 3-minute break. We come back. We will have our post-game show. You are listening to Sioux Eagles Hockey on ESPN 1400. Scott Nason back at Polar Stadium. Our final score, the Sioux Eagles knock off the Sioux Thunderbirds in overtime by the score of 2-1. Recapping the scoring in this game, no goals in the first period. The first goal was scored by the Sioux Thunderbirds at the 15:59 mark of the second period, a power play goal by Cooper Foster, his 7th, with assists from Tyson Doucette and Brock Santa Maria. And it was 1-0 Sioux Thunderbirds after 2 periods of play. The Eagles finally got a goal past netminder Noah Metivier, who had over 5 periods of scoreless hockey here at Polar Stadium against the Sioux Eagles, and Seth Ferguson scores his 9th goal of the season with assists from Mark LaFrance and Coleman McDonough at the 3:33 mark. It remained tied 1-1 going into overtime. There was a late penalty in that third period on Brock Santa Maria, and that cost the Sioux Thunderbirds, as at the 1:01 mark of the overtime, Jack Mortson scores his 10th goal of the season on the power play with assists from Dylan Bacciallo and Isaiah Gagerman. It was a beautiful setup. Mortson got the puck. I thought that he maybe waited too long to shoot, but he put it top corner over the glove hand side of Noah Metivier, who played very well. Both goaltenders played extremely well tonight. And the Sioux Eagles skate away with a 2-1 win here at Polar Stadium over the Sioux Thunderbirds. Shots on goal in this game, 36-30 in favor of the Sioux Thunderbirds. Just 1 shot in that overtime, and it was a good one. It was the game winner by Mortson as the Eagles win over the Sioux Thunderbirds by the score of 2-1. With the win, the Sioux Eagles improved to 16-5-1 on the season. They now have 33 points, still second place in the West Division. The Sioux Thunderbirds fall to 18-5-1-3. They remain with 40 points and in first place So now the Sioux Eagles just 7 points behind the Sioux Thunderbirds for first place in the West Division, and they have 5 games in hand. One other final in the NLJHL tonight. Powassan wins at home over Timmins by the score of 4-1. And we do have several games canceled due to health restrictions and COVID-19, including tomorrow night's games in French River. With Timmins set to face French River, that game has been canceled, as well as Elliott Lake and Sudbury. Games canceled on Friday include Blind River at Espanola. And games canceled on Saturday include Blind River hosting Elliott Lake. And one other game that has been canceled just tonight by the NLJHL, the Greater Sudbury Cubs at Espanola. All those games wiped out because of COVID-19. However, the games at Polar Stadium will continue, including our next broadcast on Friday night, as the Sioux Eagles, now 4-1-1 against the Sioux Thunderbirds this season. They're going to take on the Thunderbirds here Friday night at Polar Stadium. We'll have the call on ESPN 1400 Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7:15. If you want to hear the podcast of tonight's audio broadcast, you can find it tomorrow morning on the website, thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. Want to thank our color commentator, Colden Harrison, back in the ESPN 1400 studios, doing a fantastic job as always. And thank all of you for listening. Once again, our final score here at Polar Stadium, the Sioux Eagles win in overtime over the Sioux Thunderbirds on the goal by Jack Mortson, as Eagles take a 2-1 win over the hometown Sioux Thunderbirds, at least for one night. That's going to do it here from Polar Stadium. Everyone, be safe out there and have a great night. We will talk to you Friday night here at Polar Stadium for our next edition of Sioux Eagles Hockey on your home for Eagles hockey all season long, ESPN 1400.